Blog Talk Radio. made it back, y'all. I didn't start this thing, but we're going to finish it. They gave us the power to go back. You got to put go live. Unbelievable. This is unbelievable. But I got 11 people on here. If you hit other people, let them know we still on. We going back to where we started. They knew we was coming up with this. It says, in the 60s, in the early 70s, student group was subject to intense scrutiny. In 1970, the FBI ordered investigation on every member of the student of the Democratic Society of every black student union and similar group, regardless of their past, present involvement in disorder. That's 35 files open for thousands of young people and women that were former heads of FBI intelligence explained the information could be used if they applied for every government job. Same thing going down now with the Palestinian thing. See, I told you I was going to get deep. They're going to cut us off. I don't know how they know because Blog Talk is out of New York. So figure that one out. Okay? I don't know how long this is going to last. We're Elon Musk when we need you. Now, every student, they knew what the group to go for. See, I'm not trying to tell you to be like I trust the, I said, but they give you the specific group that is the product of this. Now, in 1960, I'm not born yet. I'm born in 62. In 1960, Bureau agents were instructed to increase their efforts to discredit New Left student demonstrators by tactics including publishing photos, Facebook. Naturally, the most obnoxious pictures should be used. So your job will soon use your Facebook account given to them by Mark Zuckerberg after he testified to being used as a proxy. He is now is going to sell you over. Wow. It's amazing you can't remember this. You must have got short-term amnesia. Now, naturally, using 37 misinformation, falsely notified members events that have been canceled, Section 18, writing telltale letters to students and parents. Parents, you are involved in Section 39. FBI divisions commonly investigate any indication that subversive groups under the investigation were seeking to influence or control other groups. 41 examples of extreme breadth of infiltration theory was an FBI instruction in the mid-1960s to all field officers to investigate every free university because some of them had come under subversive influence. Oh, like Yale, and now it's happened to be a chick named Gay. Ain't that crazy? A chick named Gay. Now, I told you, maybe this is only best for the elite of you to listen to, because obviously I did not cut anybody off. The thing cuts us off once they must deem our language. It ain't going to last long. It's out of New York. So I don't know how long these programs go, but this is what they came up with. Now, the reason why we wanted, because they knew somehow I had this on the board. Now, this is where you could wonder if they could knock out the board. And then we could be able to sue Blog Talk for actually freedom of speech. I'm paying you a service and I'm getting kicked off. That's really weird. So for the record, let that be known by all listeners that Blog Talk should be investigated on kicking off their own patrons. Because I have no idea what took place at all, other than I'm off the air. And I got to do another emergency show when the show was in pure form for go for another hour. Okay? Now, those of you who don't understand that, that's on you. There's legalities to all this. At least people can still be sued. You better be glad for that, everybody. I know you don't. You don't, probably don't even understand why this is important because you never try to go sue anybody. So it's scary to everybody. It is. Very much so. You don't know. You can't trust our own people. You heard Sam Cooke. The people shooting him down is his own brother. Brother, shoot me down. Y'all know y'all doing it. Y'all ain't got no love for each other. That's impossible for black folks to spend so much money and can't get it together. Come on, man. It's like football. Get ready, Cowboy fans all through MIA. We love y'all. We're going to see what's going to happen later on today. But I know y'all flying the high on us. But let's do it the real talk. We about to get busy. Isn't it strange? I mean, how could y'all even go for this? The whole, now I said this from the beginning, when these archives become valuable one day, maybe not now, but maybe my kids will be able to get them and actually get wealthy. Because anytime you tell the people so obvious, it says that Jesse Jackson was setting up the gay agenda, everybody. How do I know? Because the person running the civil rights was gay. The movie is a farce, just like most of the movies Hollywood make. But this man was intelligent. I want you to hear the leader, the mindset, the one who found Mahatma Gandhi, the one who came up with everything happened. They had to go through him. He actually debated Malcolm X very good. He got Malcolm X to state, well, what are you talking about? Are you an oligarchy? I mean, because your leader is richer than you. And when the leader gets mad at you, you're poor. That's not normal, people, that you join a religious group and the leader stays rich. And if you piss the leader off for anything other than his, he gets kicked out for saying the chickens come home to roost. Now, how that sound, y'all? Really? Really? He got ostracized because the children of Elijah Muhammad went and
in the past few years, I have seen all too many blacks fall into the trap of calling any white person who disagrees with them a racist.
Now that may sound like a criticism of today's race politics, but it was actually written 50 years ago by civil rights leader Bayard Rustin.
Mr. Bayard Rustin!
Bayard was Martin Luther King's collaborator and the chief organizer of the 1963 March on Washington.
And the right to vote! What do you say?
Years before Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat on a bus, Bayard was arrested and beaten by police for doing the same thing. One of 24 times he'd be arrested throughout his life.
In fact, he was arrested right here at the World's Fair in New York City while demonstrating peacefully for equality.
If you've been paying attention, you may have seen Bayard popping up a bit this Black History Month.
Bayard Rustin was one of the most important figures.
I think that Bayard Rustin is one of the people who's kind of almost criminally under-recognized.
It's heartening to see Bayard entering the public consciousness.
A civil rights hero was almost erased from history all because of homophobia.
But these portrayals mostly focus on his identity.
He's black, gay, socialist pacifist, right? Like, he's actually America's worst nightmare.
He was openly gay, he was a socialist, he was an organizer. That's great, but what's missing are his actual ideas. And why is that? Well, his intersectional credentials fit the spirit of modern activism, but his ideas, not so much.
The problem can never be stated in terms of black and white.
The point of Black History Month is to give a fuller account of history, unflinching and honest. If we cherry-pick our heroes and then cherry-pick even smaller parts of their legacy to match our pre-existing beliefs, we are merely paying lip service to that mission.
If a bigot says to me, the sun is shining. If the sun is shining, I say, yes, the sun is shining. Because I want to tell the truth.
I'm a writer and race commentator, and Bayard Rustin holds a special place in my heart. I've lost count of the times I've had a seemingly original thought about race relations, only to realize that Bayard beat me to the punch half a century ago. He opposed affirmative action. He opposed reparations for slavery. And he even opposed the concept of African American studies as a unique discipline. Take the recent blackface scandals. In 1951, Bayard argued against banning blackface minstrel shows. He believed that the very existence of minority groups depends on the freedom of expression and civil liberty. Imagine that in 2019. Bayard saw trouble in the new direction of black activism in the 1960s. He worried that the movement was prioritizing divisive displays of righteous anger over the inclusive coalition building that had led to successful civil rights reforms.
Today I see the same divisiveness on display in the tendency to take issues that affect Americans of all colors, whether police violence, criminal justice policy, or education reform, and frame them in exclusively racial terms.
Byard's commitment to humanity over racial politics ensured that he would be attacked from all sides.
Sir, I'm a Tom, and I'm prepared to be a Tom when I can save women and children from being shot down in the street, and if you're not, you're nothing but a fool.
Byard was a lifelong socialist, a friend of the labor movement. Most people associate socialism with the liberal left and therefore progressive racial politics. But Byard had true socialist convictions.
No economic or social order has ever been developed on the basis of color. It must be developed on the basis of class.
Which led him to oppose affirmative action and reparations, instead advocating a federal jobs guarantee, a higher minimum wage, and universal health care.
Byard criticized...
Universal health care came from Baynard Rustin. So y'all can get it untwisted now. We only gave you the clue. He played it for you. So you can say, oh, dry bones, yeah, he making shit up. Yeah, all right. Well, how are you going to say Baynard Rustin making shit up? So you can't. So we leave you without nothing. You ain't got nothing to jump off on. Unless you ignorant. If you're ignorant, then who gives a fuck? Now, all I can tell you is a person who just heard that he was the reason for universal income. Now, everybody know the gays are in power. Ain't common sense tell you that. Your job should tell you that. And nobody ain't mad, but if you are a vindictive, mean person, I don't care who, if you're gay or not, you're just mean. What they got to do with your sex? So what Bedard Ruskin them did, and he was told to do, because he was paid by the Ashkenaz. He was paid by the Ashkenaz. And I looked up Obama's money game, and he was paid by the Ashkenaz. He wasn't paid by blacks. Blacks, you are fucking idiots at this point in time to believe you elected Obama. That shows you scare me. I'm more scared of you than any group right now, because you sold your birthright. You don't even act like you realize you sold it. You hate the party that all your relatives were from that was rich. You hate that party now. How are we going to explain this to you? Well, Obama did.
The biggest challenge to workers in countries like mine today is technology. And the biggest challenge for your new president, when we think about how we're going to employ more people here, is going to be also technology, because artificial intelligence is here and it is accelerating. And you're going to have driverless cars, and you're going to have more and more automated services. And that's going to make the job of giving everybody work that is meaningful tougher. And we're going to have to be more imaginative. And the pace of change is going to require us to do more fundamental reimagining of our social and political arrangements to protect the economic security and the dignity that comes with a job. It's not just money that a job provides. It provides dignity and structure and a sense of place and a sense of purpose. And so we're going to have to consider new ways of thinking about these problems, like a universal income, review of our work week, how we retrain our young people, how we make...
He's using Bernard Ruskin's philosophy, who was gay. Ain't got nothing against gays. But think about it. The man said he ain't want no reparations. Right there, that's a farce. That's why you ain't going to get it. Did you hear what he said he was? He was the chief of the Civil Rights Movement for Dr. King. He was the decision maker. Dr. King was a pawn. He told you just that, just on that own little, what you just heard. King was following a script set by Bernard Ruskin. And whatever Hollywood tells you, give them the fucking middle finger. I mean, who would listen to Hollywood? And they just laid off all their workers who don't go along with the COVID shot. Come on, y'all. Let's get real. Now, they knew. They must have known I got my phone. They untucked my phone, my brother's phone off. So if I get cut off, I'm bringing everybody in. 1-877, you first. You've been holding on. I don't know what's next on these shows. We have no power under the sun. Go ahead. You next. Go. 1-877.
Okay, I had to take my phone off of mute. I'm here.
Yeah, go.
Okay.
5 minutes.
Five minutes. Okay. Greetings, everybody. MLK Day. This is a special day because he was a special man. And I love the way you said the story on the first show, how you did a narrow the dates and lining up to him. And that kind of touched me because I was like, you know, I'm a huge fan of Martin Luther King, I mean, Malcolm X. And Malcolm X knew that he was going to die as well. And me and my daughter were talking about this earlier today. She had brought up, she said, Mom, you ever heard of Fred Hampton? I was like, yeah, the guy in Chicago. But, you know, she's young, so she's learning as we go along. And she was like, you know, all of our great leaders, you know, everything that we started, you know, just they just killed it. You know, and I believe what she was meaning by they was the FBI, the agents, because once he saw that Malcolm X got killed by our people, posing as, you know, as Muslims, but really FBI agents, because we already know that they were already, black people were already involved with the agents because they wanted to be a part of the government. And Martin Luther King and Malcolm and people like Fred and, you know, leaders of black, they all had this common theme of wanting to help uplift the black community. They really went in there solve the problems and uplift us economically, emotionally, physically, and wanted us to have our part in this American dream. But with Martin Luther King, he was a Republican. Most people don't realize that. And what's so unique and amazing about the Democrats is the ones that were funding him, kind of changed his name, were the Democrats and sheeps. They had their hats on. They didn't expose themselves as truly being Democrats. So he was played and misled by them because he was already Republican, but he didn't know that at the time. Martin Luther King, when he woke up, because I remember that NBS, the NBC interview with the interviewed.
NBC. NBC. That's all we know. NBC, yeah. For sure. The part that is.
Yeah, when he interviewed him, I watched that because one day I spent a whole day just researching Martin Luther King, watching all his videos and stuff like that. And like you stated earlier, they do not let us know the whole part of Martin Luther King because they leave out "I have a dream," but they leave out that my dream became a nightmare and I took our people into a burning bush with that civil rights bullshit. When he woke up and then he realized the war is awful. And see, you can't, the Democrats, they warmongers. You cannot go against that war. That is how they make their money. So, you know, like the brother said earlier, when the Democrats come in office, war's everywhere. Everywhere but on the United States. So, you know, we the ones who funding it, manipulating, starting it, getting profit from it. And that's just a fact, you know. And like I said, what they did was, like right now in our day and time, he says that we're going to have some bad times. And he didn't care about death anymore. Now, that was amazing to me as well. And even when you look at Malcolm X, Malcolm X knew he was going to die because they kept calling him, telling him, threatening him. The organization he was in, they told him they were going to kill him. Mm-hmm. So at this point, he says, you know what? Hey, I'm going to die for something I believe in. I'm exposing the people. Mm. I am going to die with dignity And I'm going to be they definitely are martyrs because of the fact that most of us would not put our life in line to expose and give us the information and the knowledge that can help us. But then with, like you said, the foreign media, they took that knowledge and they kept it from us. They kept it from us for many years.
The media is controlled by foreigners. Rupert Murdoch,
right.
ABC, all these are corporations. They are not in the interest of the original way that media was supposed to be used. You heard Kennedy. You're over the minutes now. Put yourself on mute. I'm going to take some more calls. Now, I'm going to back up what you just said because you brought your daughter up, and I know she has factual information. For those of you who don't know, I told them I'm only going to bring the dead up. Here's Frank. Here's Freddie Hampton telling you about Black Lives Matter before they were called Black Lives Matter.
Fred, where does the Black Panther Party stand concerning the Weathermen, the SDS?
We stand way back from the SDS and the Weathermen because we believe that the Weathermen action, there's two actions, there's REM 2 and Weathermen. We think they call them both national action. We think that REM 2 is national action, Weathermen is national reaction, you know. We think it is anarchistic, opportunistic, individualistic, it's chauvinistic, it's custeristic, and that's the bad part about it. It's custeristic in that it's leaders take people into situations where the people can be massacred, and they call it revolution. And it's nothing but child's play, it's folly, and it's criminal because people can be hurt. We say that they're doing exactly what the pigs want them to do. When they take people down and just do nothing, play around, and the pigs are prepared for this, and they'll wipe all of those young people out. We think these people may be sincere, but they're misguided, they're muddle heads, and they're scatterbrains. The only way we can show them is to criticize them like we're doing right now, and then leave from here and go to the federal bill and have a demonstration that's to educate, a demonstration that is disciplined and organized, you know. And that's what we're going to have to do, and let them see the example.
Tell me why you feel the approach of the SDS weatherman is wrong.
I feel it is wrong, just as I said before.
No, don't tell me just you said before. That's why I asked you again. Just answer straight, because in case we use this part.
I feel that it's
wrong. Let me ask you again. Why do you feel that the approach of the SDS weatherman is the wrong approach?
I feel that it's wrong because it's pig action. They're doing exactly what the pigs want them to do. They're leading people into a situation where it's an astronomical situation, too great for the people to deal with. It's a situation where you've got a bunch of mechanical pigs with 357 magnums and shotguns and mechanical mace and all that type of thing. And then they're talking about they're going to carry on a revolutionary struggle. That's not revolution. It's insanity. It's madness. It's nostalgia. And it's a massacre. That's a potential massacre. That's what it is. And we don't support that because we say all power to the people. All the power is manifested in the people. We don't have any people whom lives we believe that should be thrown away.
Has the Weatherman SDS tried to get you to go on their side? Have you met with them, and what happened?
We met with the Weatherman faction of SDS several times. We've had ideological struggles, and we have ideological differences. So what we did was we had the other faction of SDS that agreed with the Black Panther Party called for an alternate action, a well-disciplined action not to provoke pigs, an action not to talk about setting up confrontations with the pigs because the people are not ready for confrontations. These confrontations that they have are premature. They're politically premature, and they're wrong because they commit people in a situation which they're not anywhere prepared for.
Well, why do you think the Weatherman SDS tried to link the Black Panther Party to its movement?
I don't know if it was actually the Weatherman of SDS. I'd have to say that it was the establishment press that is nothing but a tool of Warden Nixon's machine. We call him Warden Nixon because the whole world is a penitentiary, and he's just the warden of the whole world. And you see, these people are just an arm that he uses for fascist oppression, you know. And I think today, these fascist news media might have did that.
Now, he's telling you fake news, too. This out of Chicago. The 5 points of the so-called 10 regions, they're the capital of Region 5. Here it is, they loud, friend, and they're going to put a puppet, Bobby Rush, out of Chicago, is the ones who gave you over to sanctuary cities. Now, you got to know you on drugs up there. Yeah, you on drugs. Yeah, absolutely. It's no doubt about it. You got to be on some high-level shit. I don't even want drugs out of Chicago. I mean, whatever the fuck they taking, who would listen to Fred Hampton articulate that. We ain't Black Lives Matter. We ain't trying to get ourselves killed. Go and have us do all the danger work and shit. And that makes sense to y'all? That makes sense now. Here, Fred Hampton got killed too. That's why I painted Only the Dead. He gets killed too. And Bobby Rush becomes a Chicago, Illinois politician who has sold y'all out the most. And that's okay. Boy, I'm scared of that area. Don't let me in that zip code. Oh, no, 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 no. Let me get some more callers. Y'all got to explain this to me. I got y'all in the loop. Somebody explain that shit. I mean, how the hell Bobby Rush, you just heard articulate Fred Hampton say, we ain't part of the Weather Group. You know, the Weather Group was the group that was bombing banks, white folks. Just like he was in, Biden was just in South Carolina with Clyburn, Uncle, no, I ain't say Uncle Tom, Simon, Uncle, there's no more Uncle Tom. See, Uncle X was wrong. See, at least I know enough to know that when I need to say something wrong, and we learned now that that's not the correct way. It, Uncle Tom was the greatest thing in the book. It was Simon LeCree. We got Simon LeCree, Clyburn, and then Hutchinson of Mississippi, who people was in slavery all the way to 60. I'm born, they still in slavery. Now, that don't even make sense. Now, he on the January 6th committee to get rid of Trump. This nigga got slavery in Glendora, Mississippi. Anybody know Glendora? Call, look up Glendora. Glendora, Mississippi. This man, Hutchinson, Benny Hutchinson, was a congressman who watched niggas become slaves into the 60s. And y'all want me to listen to this guy talking about an insurrection with Whoopi Goldberg, whose husband, she's not even Jewish, y'all. Her name, her real, see, that's why I say y'all believe everybody's real name. That, her name is not Whoopi Goldberg. The bitch ain't Jewish. Now, she can claim Hebrew is like now because, you know, that's what they do now. You know, the Hebrew is like who was conned by this shit. I have to say they come because how could you be the Hebrew Israelites and you don't even want to repent? What kind of niggas tell me y'all Hebrews and aren't you blaming people still? You got to be a fucking retard. You, the Bible states that you are a fucking moron who didn't listen to your own God, and you get fucking retributed by other enemies by God to make you repent, and you still don't, and I'm supposed to listen to you. Okay, let me go to more callers. Let me get some more comments because these are some dumb motherfuckers. 9161, you want the Helios. How does that make sense to you? I'm supposed to be mad at God.
It don't make a lot of sense, man. It's a bunch of clown stuff, but that's a good clip you played, though.
Hey, that's Fred Hampton. Fred Hampton of Chicago. You just heard. What did Fred Hampton say?
Yeah,
he said, I'm not with the weather, man. They're trying to get us killed. But yet, Black Lives Matter.
You got to remember, the weatherman was also Bill Ayers. Daggone, who was a good friend of Bill Ayers? Barack Obama.
Ooh.
When Barack Obama ran for office, asked him about his association to Bill Ayers.
Yeah, remember? Ain't that amazing? Yes, he did. Yeah, go ahead. You rolling. You got 5 minutes. Go ahead.
And they tried to make it look like what Bill Ayers was prominent at the University of Chicago, man.
Right, University of Chicago. Ain't that amazing, man? Ain't that amazing?
Yeah.
Brother D,
Chicago,
where you at?
Man.
Brother D been saying this forever.
He was also connected to the Pritzker. As a matter of fact, Pritzker, the governor of Illinois, right?
Yeah, that's Brother D. Brother D, see how they listen? You ain't even know. This man in Virginia picked up on what you... hold on. Let's go there because... Now, you got a good – now, let me go there because according to what I'm saying, you got a lieutenant governor black and you got a governor who is not normally looking like he in the mix. How are the people picking up on the black lieutenant governor who – she from the islands. She from the islands. Let's be honest. She from the islands.
You talking about Winston Sear?
Yeah. Your governor, lieutenant governor. What you say?
Huh?
I can't hear you. What'd you say?
I met her one time in a coffee shop, believe it or not.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, she was, I talked to her. She was with some cyber security guys or something like that.
Well, don't go nowhere. You just said she was cyber security. That let me know that we under attack. Okay, but go ahead. Keep going.
Oh, yeah, she was. shooting two guys talking about cyber stuff, but Youngkin is the governor of Virginia now.
Correct.
But you gotta understand something. Well, Youngkin now. Like I said, he did a lot of things that would manage, but you gotta understand Youngkin is also a part of the Carlisle group now, so you know that's connected to the Bushes.
Woo!
Now. So you gotta
Youngkin,
know that.
Bro. See, that's why I love y'all. See,
so you gotta
get away.
So,
yeah,
so you gotta
Carlisle.
So
okay.
I just wanna let you know that, that Glenn Youngkin, he has some of his policies have been okay. As a matter of fact, Glenn Youngkin came down. What do? They signed some contract or something. They come on. They about to move the Washington Wizards from Washington to Potomac Mills up there by Alexandria or something like that. I guess they trying to get a basketball team.
Alexandria, Egypt, America. Now, Alexandria, let's go there. I told y'all the highest paid grade in America of blacks is in Maryland. Prince George County is the richest blacks in America. Go look it up. I know I'm telling the facts. The richest in America. Now, I'm asking some questions now, because y'all out there in the 10 regions, I'm asking all y'all some questions now. You mentioned Youngkin. You mentioned him to Carlisle. Now, some white groups are Anglo-Saxon in pedigree, meaning that they don't like the Vatican. They don't like the British. They know the truth. They do know about the black, all the trees, the blacks. Now, they the ones that try to show face. Now, these are the Davidian churches, the Huguenots, the Moravians, Protestants.
All these
Quakers.
What?
These Quakers.
You said the Huguenots, right?
Huguenots.
You said the Huguenots, right?
Yeah, I said the Huguenots. That's what I said.
About 5 minutes up the street, we got a street called Huguenot Road.
See, I told you. I know what I'm talking about. I ain't that dumb. I might look dumb. Now think about it. Hold on. Now, these groups know that the Vatican hold a great power over them. That's why Martin Luther King had to be Martin Luther, the reparationist of the German Reformation, Anglo-Saxon Protestant. Now, for the black people to take on another person's entity, show you how witchcraft and craft is used. That means that all of Atlanta, who is on the capital, the fourth region of America, is Atlanta. That's where all your jurisdiction courts at. If we're going to sue anybody, we're going to have to go through Atlanta. Hope y'all need, I need some lawyers. You're talking to, hey, we've been vetted. I see, I've been vetted. I was able to go to a presidential enclave and go through CIA. So I everybody know I ain't making this shit up. Now, let me go to 3318. We're about to get deep here. I just played Fred Hampton. And y'all ain't got no problem in Chicago with y'all being a sanctuary city. Now y'all are rebelling. Now, they're going to use y'all as the purge. I'm going to tell you straight up. Because it's common sense. We got people here in South Florida who ain't even... They don't like blacks. Some, not all. I'm going to say a small majority of Hispaniola is under Latin control, means Vatican control. Latin means Vatican control. It doesn't mean Latin America. It means Vatican. Latin means Vatican if you look up the occult dictionary. If you don't have one, oh well. Now, if this the case, why wouldn't they not bring in Latin America? All right, y'all ready for some more deep shit? 3318. Makes sense to me. I'm gonna bring in my own rulership.
Then they're gonna try and knock you off the air because you trying to represent the right way. I mean, you just bringing facts. That's all, man. Why they want to knock you off the air, man?
Dude, I have no idea. And I ain't got no power at all.
So I'll stay right there with you before I got cut off We always gotta have a remedy.
No, you said
we gotta get back in. We gotta get back on the remedy before we got cut off. If they gave the wallet to the women, we gotta have some good brothers out there know how to get these women and start thinking like us. That's all. That's gonna be a hard in you. Because the God is bitch. They crazy sometimes. But I'm going to go back to what you're saying.
You got five
Fred.
Minutes. Go ahead.
So with Fred was saying, man, we already know we in our own battle right now. We're going to go take on somebody else's battle.
Right.
And then the battle of what this man did, him being homosexual, he stole the rights of the women.
Thank you.
So what else could be universal health that these men can now turn into women?
Hey, I can't even say. I'm so glad I got y'all. Yeah,
you good
dead.
Brother, man. Dry Bones, I've been with you for a little while, man. I'm going to try to get your number, man. I owe you some wealth, man. But I'm just saying, it's just sad that when we bring this info, we ain't trying to tear nobody down. We just say we want our stake of the pie because we've been here too long. Now you're going to bring some newcomers into the game and then make us start all over again?
Right. It's a fact. Now, we talking fact. I tell people, I don't like to say people, but I just know I was at least taught to know that you got to have dictionary. And etymology, like gospel. The gospel, the actual word gospel means factual information. So Jesus spoke only factual information. Now, for y'all to get mad at the people who say the gospel, so y'all being pimp. Now, pimping is a universal construct, y'all. I mean, I don't know what y'all tell you. The first pimp. Now, I hate to tell you this because y'all will take it to the next level. We're going to the next one because I'm on the second show and I can go whatever because only a
second. Right.
It's like, now, y'all talk all this stuff. Y'all know damn well. I told y'all. And I learned that this shit, I said, damn, it does make sense. Because the women was the ones that said, we want the dick that's going to give us the most potent power. Now, how would they know what gives them most power? If they are taking dick with the most potent power to create a fertility cult, then the problem with y'all today is you've been taught by missionaries.
Mm.
Now, the missionaries, this brother done said so many times, y'all don't take charity. Ain't my fault, but that's part of the craft, charity. Ain't that part of the craft word? I don't want to tell you, but I'm going to go because everybody knows that. Everybody knows. Yeah, I deal with a lot of people, so they know. He ain't lying.
And ain't the word charity really love now? They modernized it, called it into love.
It's called love.
Isn't
charity love.
Charity love.
Yeah, charity love.
And then the only thing about it, they don't know what kind of love it is. It's the love of
you.
Now, if I give you shit, then you belong to me.
Yeah, now that's the love shit. Now love, I like what they're doing today because one thing about these people, see. It's like almost like saying to yourself, I can warn you, but so long. And then who's the idiot? If I told you for 50 years that I'm going to abuse you, got Pat Moynihan from New York to come up with Good Times. See, y'all don't even know Norman Lear helped. They knew Cabrini Greens was in Chicago with the 5 points. They knew where to put the damn movie at. 5 points, Chicago. A Cooley High, Chicago. All of us grew up watching Cooley High. I said, damn, even though New York, they're the pivotal, but that's 5 points. That's the 5 points. Now, the 5 points is in the boroughs, too. And then I'm going to tell y'all some shit y'all don't even want. See, you got poverty point. You got all these points. You got all this shit out in the earth that a lot of black, but what they do to black folks who know the truth, they know you're a minority. They know that. They know that you are easy to be attacked by their agents. So when you know a lot or you know enough or you know something to say ain't out the ordinary, what they do is they bring the people who is already taking the bribe to go against you. They be your own people. See, once your people greedy in your own bloodline and they will eat their own embryo, I'm talking now. We going alien now. I hope y'all prepare for what we about to go with. See, when you go embryo, when you eat your embolic cord, that means your own birthright. You ate it. You gave no remorse to eating it. You didn't even share it. You gave up all and then going to sit back now and wonder why. And you giving your power over to the dead. And I'm going to play all the dead people right now. Everybody I play will be dead, and I'm not playing not one living person. Even Steve Coakley dead. Everybody I played is dead. And when I come back from you, Buffalo, he tried to tell you too. Buffalo is controlled by the Star and the Crescent. Did I tell you Malcolm X did all his court cases there? But he did it for not you. He did it for...
You know, my homie Tretch from Naughty by Nature once said, if you ain't from the ghetto, don't come to the ghetto. But I'ma let one of our most immaculate tall guys take us all through the ghetto. Rick James.
When I was a young boy, growing up in the ghetto, hanging out on corners, singing with the fellas, looking for the cute chicks, trying to find me big fun, looking for some trouble for anyone who give me some. I was young and crazy
in the ghetto,
didn't know what my life would be
in the ghetto.
I was dumb and oh so lazy
in the ghetto.
Something had a spell on me
in the ghetto.
You wanna know what I'm talking about?
We be taking them chances while we search for the answers. We be smoking them cancer sticks. Police provoking. We dancing and we be dodging them bullets. They be popping off at it. But yet we always romance the street and fall in love with the hood till somebody can say always up to no good. So all of my fam can eat in the hood. We hungry. Ain't we playing for keys. My soldiers on the block, get on it. It be good if you're on it. We will take if we want it. See, from the ghetto got a different state of mind with a different kind of hustle. And we illa with the grind and develop our muscle till we sicker with the shine and the struggle. Thus the money come quicker doing crime. I see the way we rep the hood. Gotta love me. You can take me out the ghetto, but you can't take it from me. Gotta love it.
All y'all know y'all gonna be tomorrow. It's a storm. You can't even have any parade. See what they did to Martin Luther King? They gave it a dark winter. A dark winter. Only the southern states will have a Martin Luther King parade. The rest of y'all would not have one. Because on the dark winter. And again, those of y'all been to Buffalo, ain't nothing like it. It's nothing like it. Because we are the energy source of New York State. You fuck up Niagara Falls and the state is dead. Yeah, we about to get busy. Ready? I told y'all, we don't play with y'all. We ain't got time. Life is too short to listen to the ignorant. If you on this program, you are energy of life. Now, we've been warned. You've been warned. You've been warned. Kamala Harris, there will not be election. There will not be election. They are going to war. Biden will lose his life somehow. How do I know? Because the occult world told me.
On October 18th, 1989, in West Branch, Iowa, Gerald Ford, the 38th President of the United States, shared history with students from across Iowa. The visit was part of a conference on the role of former presidents in American society, sponsored by the Herbert Hoover Library and Museum and the Gerald Ford Library and Museum. Here's how these students took advantage of a rare learning opportunity.
Thank you very, very much. It's a very high honor and a very great privilege for me to come to West Branch and to participate in this conference, which is being held here at the Hoover facilities.
Mr. Ford, what advice would you give a young lady wanting to become President of the United States?
Well, I hope we do have a young lady at some point become President of the United States. I can tell you how I think it will happen, because it won't happen in the normal course of events. either the Republican or Democrat political party will nominate a man for president and a woman for vice president. And the woman and man will win. So you'll end up with a president, a male, and a vice president, a female. And in that term of office of the president will die. And the woman will become president under the law or constitution. And once that barrier is broken, from then on, men better be careful. Because they'll have a hard, hard time ever even getting a nomination in the future. But that's the way it's going to happen, and I think it'll probably come sometime in the next 4 or 8 years.
Now, he said 4 or 8 years. That's the Masonic talk. That meant 12. Let's see. 9, 10, 11, 12. Okay. So just going to show you how the dumb people that's in your elite circle that you, they don't know what that means. They going to, he said 4. So they going to be, oh, he said 4 to 6. I don't care what an idiot says. We know what it means, those of you. So they'll just overlook them and just let them say, yeah, you know, you're right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You're so right, man. And they'll make them feel good so they get the fuck out your face. Now, the thing about this is, the man said, now, the party already here. That's how you know you ain't in the right mind state. The Democratic Party already picked this. She is from Hindu descent. She is Kali, the killing goddess. Killing. And they say gonna kill it. Now, this guy is already senile. And some people think he already dead. Now, I don't know. I'm not going to go that far because I need factual information from real intel where I would say, goddamn, I'm too nervous myself to say this. But that ain't happened yet. Obvious, this scenario is very close at hand. I mean, it's right in our face. This is actually already happened. This is Gerald Ford. He's dead. Gerald Ford is dead. Already told you what's coming. Already.
Tribal, can I give you the mathematical while you're right?
Somebody. Yeah, somebody, please.
Just watch this. Yeah. Real quick. I'm going to get right back to you, brother.
No, go ahead.
So if the 19th Amendment is given to the women, so women don't have, I'm using scripture, brow of his soul, he shall inherit because of the sweat of his brow, not sweat of her brow. So the 64 was saying, well, we ain't even give her the rights to work that she can get equal pay, but we give her the right to contract. Why? Because of the 19th Amendment. So when the voting powers come, who got more of a vote in America, the women or the white man? Because they don't see the black man. They don't see the black man. They don't see the black man because black man 3/5. He's the enemy of the state.
Enemy of the state. Thank you, Will Smith. Yes, you're absolutely correct. Now,
I'm done.
Facts matters because, again, we don't have to make you believe. Your psyche from what we're saying will make you say, wow. Because we didn't say that, you women went along with this and notice your reward. Now, your reward is now you must usurp your sex. Your sex is now they're going to use you to talk about women's reproductive rights. And you are already cool with killing babies. So killing babies, it ain't the issue. It's used as the issue because they already got you to say reproductive rights. You already got reproductive rights. It's the states. Y'all not stopping yourself from having abortions. There's nobody who want to get an abortion cannot get one if you really want to get one. There's always abortions, even under the black market. And that's what cryptocurrency is about, everybody. It's called black market. Now, here's why I can't understand where y'all are going to lose your soul to invisible money. Now, this is why the invisible man was made. See, the invisible man is an allegory, a hell of an allegory through science. You heard the man say that science was going to be used part of the so-called pro and tell. Science. You need science to believe to take a shot that don't have no commercials with side effects. That's how you know you're stupid. You're taking a shot that has no commercials. When I watch football, basketball, whatever I watch, I've noticed every medicine got a side effect except this fucking shot. And you're dumb enough to believe it. So, okay, fine. We're not going to even debate how you're stupid because you know you are. So that's not, I don't need to know. You need to know. Now, let's go even further. I'm about to put something on here for y'all so y'all can just stop with your bullshit. Stop. You don't need to go to other shows. Don't bring your stupidity to this show. This show is a very well-oiled machine of light. We don't need people who want to stay dumb. If you want to grow, because every day I told you, I was brainwashed. I've been brainwashed. What better person to listen to who brainwashed and didn't have their kids go to regular school? That's kind of should be something you say. He brainwashed his kids, still didn't go to regular school. So I don't even want to hear from y'all, really, because like I already know it's hate. Because hate means that you know you put your kids in brainwashing because you're too stupid to train your own kids. That's how dumb you are. Because you worrying about other people and you know the people that you got working in the schools is dumb as hell. But you cool with that. So there's no need to come on any shows and be talking about the system, and you are the system. If your kids don't have no concept of nothing, and you want to have sex all day, every day, all your life, and you produce dumb kids, are we supposed to blame white people? That is what Martin King, that's just where I'm going to go pro Martin Luther King right now. See, Martin King was not that dumb. He was Boule. He was at the elite. He actually had a degree at Morehouse. He went to all the schools. He was in communist school. He went to everything. At least he knew that your kids was the last frontier. Now, he left his kids with money. They got trust funds. They ain't losing their wealth. No, if the mama died, the daddy died, they still wealthy. Now, obviously, you ain't looked at what they here's Atlanta, for those of you who love Atlanta. How come they ain't trained us in the Martin Luther King economic plan? How his kids, even when the parents did, they ain't never work a job. They ain't work a motherfucking job. Name a job they worked. They got trust fund money. Money that they put in the trust. So you know the Moors had some sense enough to know that. So let's give the Moors some credit on that one. Or those who understand that. Now let's go with that premise. Your job does not allow you to say, I want my salary in gold and silver. They don't allow that. Don't allow that. So you know they control by the banks. So your job is a Rothschild entity. No matter where you work at, I don't give a fuck where you work at, because you're that dumb to believe you work for something that's not even part of your, that's on you. But you work for an entity that's corporate owned. You are a corporate entity. So that means that your job, if you don't use new practices on their ass, you will be, your pension will be done. Now, we're going to come up with something soon. Can't do it tonight. But your pension, if they don't follow Brexit or Brex or all this, if your pension is sitting up in some type of fund where you can't even draw from it, you are a slave. And we must now address that. Now, I'm not speaking for y'all. I don't even care if y'all listen. It don't make me no difference. I'm really at that point. Like, I'm not worrying about if black people listening, because we know you are dumb as fuck. I'm going to tell you why I know you are. Here's Haiti. I love Haiti. Beautiful women, beautiful brothers, cooking, everything. I work with a bunch of them. But I bet you they did not put African-American on their application. I bet you that. How much you want to bet some money, y'all? It's best of money that none of the island people put black on it, but they put other. I bet you. How much I want to bet? See, y'all scared to bet because I know you, I don't even want to go there. Niggas don't even want to spend, can't even got enough balls to spend their money. No, you scared. So I would bet any Haitian that you did not put. Call me today, Haitian. Tell me you put Black America on your application for Dade County. Come on, niggas. Let's do it. I bet you, you didn't do it. I bet you didn't do it. But you ain't going to do that. But I bet you your ass got taken over by Harp. How about that one?
It began with an idea. an idea to create an international, multicultural island paradise and business mecca. In the center of the Caribbean, sheltered by the high mountain ranges of Haiti and the tranquil Gulf of Lagunov, strategically situated on one of the highest trafficked energy sea lanes in the world, is an island gem, poised to become the home for international business and the destination for world travelers. That destination is Lagunov. Global Renewable Energy invite you to discover the visionary creations of Lagunov and to preview the role that LGDA will play in its development. GRE is focused on the creation and management of alternative energy projects. Our leaders are highly rated energy experts. Working together, LGDA will create jobs, attract investments, improve the quality of life for the people of Haiti, and generate revenue. Why Lagunov? Other than the fact that the island embodies the well-known real estate principles of location, 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 the island has a large trainable workforce. More importantly, as one of the number one place in the world to conduct business, Lagunov will be a bright beacon that will attract development. LGDA will manage Lagunov as a business and foster the development of the island by targeting the energy, cruise, and tourism industries. This presentation offers an opportunity to envision the future, a future not to be feared, only to be understood. We are now working towards the founding of LGDA. However, once established, we will labor diligently to integrate international cultures with international business practices for a stable and successful island community. The environmentally friendly master planned island begins with its economic heart, located on the most western portion of the island. This economic heart is the industrial city. It contains a crude oil refinery, petroleum product tank farm, food processing plants, an industrial port, as well as residential and commercial projects. A private executive airport will be developed adjacent to the industrial city. This airport will provide developers with direct access to their projects. Once this economic heart is functioning, a Jatropha plantation, biodiesel plant, and wind farm will be developed adjacent to and east of the industrial city. The 65,000-acre project not only provides jobs for over 18,000 Haitians, but it also acts as a visual buffer to the industrial city. The plantation will stabilize and replenish the soil and provide a visually appealing green entry into the international airport. A Jatropha byproduct will provide an affordable energy source for the people of Lagunov. On the eastern...
The mayor said a plantation. A plantation! Now, I went around, and I know I did this before we even a talk show was even thought about. We had flyers. I had learned about HARP. I said, man, this is deep. I said the earthquake, and I met LZ.Tor because she was so beautiful. I mean, unbelievable. And she's still out there. And I said to myself, well, wait a minute. Maybe we'll reevaluate. I mean, if this already happened, LZ, somewhere we got some lawyer problems. Because they are actually able to supersede any of the first constitution where black people couldn't buy, when they said white people couldn't buy no land. Well, that's out the door. They buy all the land. So, obviously, we living on some stuff that ain't real. So, that's why the dry bones had to be created.
May I chime in with you again, brother?
Yeah, chime in, please. Somebody help me out because I got the eyes open.
Top of my head, that's it. Top of my head, that shit sound like a smart city. But let me get one really going. On the way going out the door, They said the Haitians were upset because Bill and his wife went down there. Hillary went down there and built a palace.
It's called
on his way leaving out of office.
The Bill Clinton initiative. They down there brought all the resource Hillary. And the Haitians. Hold on. Don't go to where now. I want you to know the Haitian community is Democrat. I want you to know that. Now, y'all can come on the show. I'm willing to talk to all y'all because I'm living among some serious shit here. They're Democratic. I guarantee you none will come on here. Every Haitian in Dade County is a Democrat. Go look it up, everybody, if I'm making this up. And I'm supposed to listen to a people who allow Hillary Clinton and her husband to eat your resources up, and then you're going to come to me with some bullshit because the rest of the niggas is too dumb to read. I mean, I don't know what to tell the black folks. Are you reading? Are you on social media that much that all you care about is narcissism? Narcissism is your only fucking way of life? You got to be seen on Facebook? That's all you know? God damn, man. Anyway, we're about to get deep. I told you, this is the wrong show for you. Jump onto a dumb show because this ain't the one for you. If you like hearing dumb shit, this ain't the one for you. Now, I told you, I only bring the facts. Only the facts. See, I know y'all can say, oh, that nigga doing this, that nigga, you could. But see, when the facts, man, all you can do is bring on hate because that means you are satanic. Now, I'm going to tell you what Satan is. Satan is Saturn. You are not worshiping the sun. Even though Isis and Ra, moon, even though I call it the Helios Biblios, the real sun is Saturn. That's the real sun. The sun, that's why they're beaming out the old sun to bring in the new sun. Why do you think they made chemtrails, everybody? To kill the firstborn. Now, I know y'all may not get that, so I'm going to stay light. I mean, you don't want the sun. That's why y'all DNA efficient. And even us in South Florida are now being told by our doctors that we de-efficient. That means they are chemtrailed the whole fucking hemisphere. Now, before I take a commercial break, get ready. When I come back, ain't no playing with you because guess what? Fred Hampton is dead.
Another one in the 60s. Dead. Put the Superfly movie out. Man, good. Everybody had on bubble toe shoes, Slack Brothers pants, all the bell bottoms and shit. And then you realize you've been played as you get older. And to listen to the bullshit that you realize that that was my demise. I let people get killed. My parents, because you little. Most of y'all in the 60s. If you born in the 60s, you little, when they killed all these people. When you got to the 70s, you was given propaganda. And now we're going to go into the propaganda aspect of what took place, y'all. It's time.
Hey, Dry Balls, can I put a disclaimer out there real quick?
I ain't got no restrictions on y'all mic. I left y'all all open.
Thank
go ahead.
Here we go. So my when I come here and you allow us to come on your platform to speak like this, my intention is not to ever send us back to the church. That ain't what I'm doing. I'm saying church got some rules and regulation where the money's at. And once you understand, a.k.a. profit of your house or your sanctuary or whatever you have to do to however you may govern your house, because that's the only thing we got. When you try to understand
is,
that.
Hold on. You're trying to make – no. I said the church – its intention is a bank. It's supposed to be able to cover
people. That's it. Thank you.
But
you got me right there.
They did the one. When I started realizing, because I didn't know automatically, when they started letting the church start talking about we can't talk about nothing because we taking government funds, I said, oh, shit. Some people turned me on there. I said, that makes sense. Why would the church now bow down to Caesar? And that's what they did.
They
took charity. You said it. You brought up the wrong tree. I already know.
Thank you brother. That language is real. That language is real because the last of those evangelical, a.k.a. Protestants, are here. So they need them. That's why they went to go pick Trump. And that's what Big Mama's still holding on to, a.k.a. the Helios Biblios. So that's why they went to go pick Trump, those evangelical 92 million of them, so he can get in there and find out what the fuck was going on in that thing called the White House.
I'm going to go there.
He came back and told him, let's just shut down, y'all. Do your thing, man. Take over. You're brilliant mind.
Yeah, we got to go to the vetted side. I told y'all. Y'all never went to the – if you ever been to a presidential place, you got to get vetted. And I'm going to tell you straight up. Now, ain't that stupid. I might look stupid, I guess. I don't know. All I can tell a person is, you can believe what you want. Because your parents is your pattern. They gave you the first mindset. If they fucked you up and you had no ambition to go beyond your parents, your pattern, then that's on you. Because your pattern could keep you in a paradigm that you'll never get out if you that brainwashed. Because your patterns is your parents. Your parents are your patterns. Whatever they taught you, regardless how dumb they was, they could teach you skills and never went to school. That would be so valuable. Technically, way beyond most people who got to go to college. See, some of you have to go to college because you're on a paradigm, what I hate to say is Harry Potter. You're a Harry Potter paradigm that you must go and spend your cash flow. Say, I'm going to spend cash flow. I'm going to spend to the real degrees. I ain't going to give my degrees to, but some people do that. And if you don't teach your kids what the degrees are, that's on your fault. You should have your kids already knowing that going to college is the three Masonic degrees, plain and simple. An apprentice, fellowship, master, mason means master degree. Now, if you don't tell your kids that, then you're stupid because they got you on a dumb paradigm. Now, Let's get even smarter, because we're about to get deep. After a certain period of time, your credit are not, if you don't have good credit, everybody, and I mean this sincerely, those you think you can get over on Section 8 and shit, they're going to cut you off. You're going to be dead within 2030. The problem is the eugenics philosophy is to kill the dumb people off by 2030. If you got
help them, brother.
If you got any strategic financial fight, you are going to be for the second level of chess, meaning that we know you were not pawns. You bishops. Yeah, you ain't a pawn. See, you bishops. You knights. You rooks. The queen is a bitch. Unless a man become a hermaphrodite, he is a bitch. He will become a goddess bitch. They have now let the LBGQ become the queens. See, y'all don't know chess, obviously. Obviously, you don't know it. I can't explain why you don't know it. That's your business. But chess is way beyond. We used to get high all day long and play chess for hours with people for money. Back in the day, everybody know that. Everybody know we were on the porch on Deerfield. We were on the porch. Central Park, we sitting with our chessboard. Back in the day, they changed the backgammon. I don't fuck backgammon. But anyway, long story short.
And if any of the brothers are African-centric, they know chess came from the Egyptians. Then the Hindus came in and took that shit over.
Right. And again, I told you, it's a galactic, it's ancient. So once you learn it, you be like, oh, you don't know in the beginning it's ancient. You be thinking this is a fun game. That's all. But once you start saying, wait a minute, this is actually the real game. And the game that we should teach all our kids, which game is that? Monopoly. Everybody should teach their family Monopoly, because that is the whole world. Get out of jail free. You don't know why you're getting out of jail free, because I'm rich. You don't know that. So I'm glad. But here's the real life, y'all. Those of you, your children, you will be living with your parents for the rest of your life if you don't get your credit score past 700. That is a fact.
This chilling image is just a glimpse into the human rights abuses happening in China right now. That picture is from a recent Human Rights Watch report claiming that over a million ethnic Uyghurs are being held in what's being called a massive internment camp shrouded in secrecy. The Uyghurs, they're a Muslim minority in China living in the northern province of Xinjiang. The camps, which you can see being built here via these satellite shots, are reportedly re-education centers, although Chinese officials insist they are vocational education and employment training centers. But the camps are just the beginning. Chinese authorities are using an unprecedented system of digital surveillance to monitor every aspect of the lives of the almost 10 million Chinese Uyghurs. This includes a network of 20 million cameras, apps that can scan every smartphone searching for religious material. So basically, it's a digital big brother to monitor every aspect of the Uyghurs' lives. And it's not just the Uyghurs. China is using technology to monitor all of its people, harnessing the state's surveillance arsenal in a new program called Social Credit. China is home to 1.3 billion people, and their president, Xi Jinping, says the country's new social credit system keeps its people safe and makes their lives easier. Xi has ordered cameras plastered across China, leaving no dark corners, and plans to monitor every move by every citizen. He's introduced a nationwide program which scores everyone based on their purchases, lifestyle choices, and habits. It's like adding your Facebook data to your credit score, only with far more serious consequences. Check out this report on how it works by the Australian Broadcasting Corporation.
那一个人如果信用不好，我们实现的一个目标就是让守信者通行天下，让失信者寸步难行。
The system uses facial recognition software to constantly scan and record China's 200 million closed-circuit cameras, all connected on a single grid. Then it pairs this information to your online habits, from what you buy, to the sites you visit, even what you say on social media, All of this information is then wrapped together into your new social credit score. Do something the Communist Party approves of, like buying Chinese products or commit a heroic act, and your score goes up. But do something...
Now, for those of you who don't know history, it's called meritorious manumission. It was for niggas who gave back. And so, your same thing the Chinese looked up of America, because America is actually the eugenics capital. With the Georgia Guidestones being blown up, that means that they already are about to do the purge. I don't know if y'all know what that means, but blowing up the stones, granite, that's energy, should tell you means order out of chaos, but I guess you didn't catch that one. Anyway, so for this to happen, that means that they are going to, your score is below 700, you finished. You finished. You are finished. 650.
And dry bones. Don't China got a social security system?
Yeah. Yeah, they are now.
Isn't that what they're going to use in order to go ahead and grade motherfuckers?
Yeah, grading them. They already started. Now, the problem I have for America, especially black America, just for analogy purposes, you don't even know that by you letting immigrants in, your credit score is finished. You're not getting what they're getting. They're getting a higher credit score. That's why they automatically get everything. You are under debt. You're a debt slave. A debt slave. Now, if they go back to, excuse me, I get choked up when I even have to bring this shit up. I hate they would have to. My mind can't even comprehend. I said, damn, they're going to actually bring back where you would be actually ostracized. And y'all just heard what they said. Hochul said they will use COVID. COVID will be used. If you do not go along with this, your insurance would drop you because they connected. The insurance company is mafia connected, y'all. I mean, come on. We're not calling the Bills Buffalo Mafia for nothing. I mean, they're in Niagara Falls, obvious. Now, if you don't know these things, I can't help you no more. It's no more than, you can listen to this show. If you can comprehend, that's on you. If you can't, I ain't got nothing to do with it. I'm not feeling bad for nobody who can't comprehend. I am not that bright, but I had something in me to say, this ain't normal. This ain't normal. So the normal people will start to wake up quicker than the dumb people. And then you're going to realize that your normal people are going to realize your dumb people are your real enemies, because they're going to make them that way. Now, what they're going to do is, because people will be dumb enough to get social income, like Obama said, you okay with $1,000, $2,000. You okay with that. Now, you got to realize you got to eat, get your drugs, whatever you take, whatever you do, all with $2,000.
Shelter if you're renting.
So I just go say, you keep believe what you believe, but go to another program. You don't need to be on
that's
program.
Not enough money.
Yeah.
I want to talk about the new norm, y'all. The new
go ahead.
Norm.
What's the new norm?
Is about
what's
to
new
change.
Norm? Yeah. What's the new norm? Go ahead.
Fortune
go.
Is about to change. In a minute, you're going to see soccer players that are robots. You're going to see boxing matches that's already happening with robots. Or I'm going to call them the Sims, because that's what they are, the synthetics. And then you're going to have football, NHL, same thing, sports about to change. It's going to be the new norm.
Right.
You're going to see robots that have physical feet, body figure. So the Tesla,
I sent you something earlier about soccer.
Yeah, and I don't know if
and,
I sent you the boxing one either.
And boxing. Now, I would never want to fight a robot, personally. I can't
come
imagine. So when I see a person actually fighting a robot, that let me know that he's been paid to get a good financial payday to get his ass whooped.
Right.
Because
but
these robots
testing it out already.
Yeah,
in the military.
They tested
it
right. Because
right.
They whooping the hell out. I watched it. They whooping the hell out of people, man. These robots are kicking people ass, y'all. I know y'all. I know many of y'all. I don't know what y'all do. Can't tell you what you do, but I know what I do. I look up technology because I know it's going to be ruling over us.
Right.
So, well, damn, a robot is fucking us up, and then you women, now let's go with the women. The women, now, I'm going to tell you something that I know. The biggest porn stars, because I go to the facts, the biggest porn stars don't even take dick. They just squirt and take fake dicks. Now, I said to myself, man, let me look at this, the record here. I go online punching the records. I said, well, goddamn, the biggest porn stars don't even get real dick. Don't get no real dick at all. They just fuck fake dicks and squirt. I said, well, goddamn. So that let me know. I'm going to tell you why I say this. How powerful the sex game is. They don't need humans, men. They don't need men at all. They shows you that in porn, through the money. I look at the money in porn. You can fuck them all day long in the ass. The money is in women who don't take dick. Plain and simple. And so I looked that up. I went further. I went to some shit. I said, God damn. And come to the conclusion that the men, I hate to tell y'all this, it's going to be crazy to your mind, but the men is worshiping women at such a high level. At such a high level. The women who don't even touch a dick, a real dick, is the richest porn stars in the world. Go look it up. Send me some money. Come on. Let's make some money, man. I know y'all scared to bet. I don't know what the fuck y'all got money or not, but come on. Got to bet on something. Don't even take dick.
Listen, I don't mean no harm, but I hope you ain't touched by that gambling bug, because that's what's in America now. We're a gambling nation.
No.
Everything betting now.
Right, you talking to the,
everything.
We all did, Brother Eddie. Thank you, Brother Eddie. Brother Eddie did so many shows on, and my Gematria. Look, numbers is the game here. I'm telling you that. Because I don't tell y'all that this is all made up. If you able to have a cult understand the numbers, you could beat the odds. If you don't, you're going to get played, plain and simple. You ain't got no idea of what you bet.
There
on.
Is a show.
If you don't understand, what is it? What you going to say?
There is a show, one of them space, I think it was a thing with Space Force, the show Space Force or whatever. Where the black chick got married to the robot.
Right. Right. Now, how she get married to a robot? Now, my thing is, you watch a lot of space people.
And
one
the
thing
robot
about, I know on this line,
is the one
this
that
is
took
a,
over
this
everything
is space
and was
age.
Killing them.
You space age.
The robot's right, killing everything.
Right. So we could talk about this.
Well,
guy.
I may not be space age, but... Oh, yes, sir. Go ahead.
No, hold on. Before you get... I'm going to let you talk about... I just want y'all to realize, okay, people look up this stuff. Some of y'all don't look up NASA. Y'all don't look up technology, the new way of living. Buying a house is going to be obsolete. You're going to be having to get container homes, which is cheaper to put on land, which will look just as good. But this has not gotten to you yet. So obviously, a lot of people don't understand the world has already been reset. That Brother DB said, the world reset already. It's already reset.
That's right.
It's
that's
already
right.
Reset. By the time you heard the word reset, that means that we reset it. Let's just give them the word now. It's already reset, y'all. Y'all are in the last stages of your reality. There's no way you're going to think you're getting a pension. A pension is finished, everybody. A pension, really? You think the next generation going to get a pension when they got robots? How are they going to get a pension when they got robots? So you got even...
I want to take side with that sister when she was talking about, you know, the space age robot. I said, they're getting them ready, sis, because the other day they had that boy Robert Griffin. He out there racing against a bird on national television. So they're getting everybody ready. So now remove the bird and put a cyborg out there that he got to run against now.
That's right. Me and her sister.
What's going to happen?
All y'all on here.
Happening right now.
All of us who got people, y'all sending me so much stuff, Brother Kwame, all I'm saying is, what y'all sent us already, that y'all already say y'all seen, and we go look it up, it's already happened. So no need to, so like the war. World War III has already happened. They already shot Yemen. They already, the Hutu Remember, you can't go through the Suez Canal no more. That means that you can no longer go through where, everybody? Jackin and Boaz through the Hercules, the halls of Hercules. You can't go through that now. They already blocked that off. So
let me put this with your information. And then they say they stopped everything going trade route right there for now.
Right.
So while they over there bombing, ain't nothing moving in that area. Trademark. You good?
Everything got to go through a longer trade route means more money. So they're going to raise gas. Now, when you get to the point where you realize, everybody,
Purposely done.
Thank you. So if y'all going to go along with the stupidity, of course they're going to go along with it. They saying, well, hell, they going along with it. So it's not only common sense. Like any parent, if your kids go along with whatever you say, you happy, pretty much, if they don't rebel. So the thing is about this is they going through this. Look at the countries, everybody. I mean, the same countries that are part of Agenda, Ethiopia. Now, my brother Caddy, love you. You know that. But come on. The Ethiopians, to be in so much Somalia, to be in so much. I mean, they made movies where the Somalis are the best pirates in the world. Now, how's that sound to y'all? Somalis, the best pirates in the world. They black everybody. That means they are pirates. That means they are taking everything. So if you okay all because they black, that means you don't have no idea of international law. Because who gave them power to rob? And then the guy who over the World Health Organization is from Ethiopia. Yet they pirates in Somalia, which is right down the lane. I mean, that's they neighbors, is now stopping the Suez Canal, which is the biggest port for all goods to the Western world. Yeah, y'all got to be crazy, man. There's no way. Now, not y'all on this line. I'm talking about, think about what you're going to be dealing with soon. When dumb people realize that, oh, they can't get what they want to get. They're going to be beating each other up, beating up the workers at McDonald's. And you know, that's what they're doing now. They're showing you online the stupidity.
The house is rebelling.
You're rebelling. You're rebelling.
They got new.
Right.
I'm telling
you, they got
new slaves now.
Right. No, I mean, this is unbelievable. Here's a group of people who are complaining about service now. I can't get this now. You're going to beat up the workers. So, again, y'all, we're going to keep the plan until it's all over. But I told you this. When the people this dumb, now, I don't know how it's done. I wish somebody would train me how to do this. I wish I'd have been taught early age. I would have gave people some help. But when somebody can make money off a coronavirus bond, and no one talked about it, I really can't trust a lot of people if you can't even understand that they made money off the coronavirus. That's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Well, it seems the coronavirus has touched just about everything, and here is an article I found interesting, sort of a niche in the insurance world, something called catastrophe bonds. And when these first came out, Warren Buffett railed against them because he thought that they were misnomers. And contrary to a typical bond, catastrophe bonds are more like an insurance. Investors put up money. And there's an interest rate component to these so that you get what essentially seems like a coupon payment, but instead of a claim on an underlying asset, what these bonds' principal do is back an insurance that if certain triggers are met, the principal goes to cover those payments. So in the case of the coronavirus, if certain metrics by the World Health Organization are met, the World Bank will essentially be able to take this principle and apply it to the countries that are affected. There's certain restrictions on number of deaths per country, and they have to meet certain thresholds. And the article is essentially talking about how these thresholds would seem to be met but have not been met yet, and there's a question of whether the bar is set too high for them to pay out and whether the payout is too late to help these countries that actually need it. So just an interesting,
Did you hear this? They got thresholds. If a certain amount of people die, you gonna get the payment. Let me go to 1-9-1069. I mean, come on, what kind of people are we dealing with in America?
What's going on, Dry Bones?
What's up, brother? Oh, you called the right one.
I'm kind of surprised I was able to punch in late, but I'm happy I'm here. I've been listening
This is the second show, yeah, because the first show got cut off. They just cut the shit off.
Oh, okay. Cool. I mean, not cool, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, but you
got to back on.
Yeah.
I know that the whole thing about Ethiopia keep coming up. Some things I won't speak on because for me I'm one dealing with a lot of things head on, so it's not some things you can talk about, but some things like when you got to face certain individuals in positions, so you know it goes past the point of assumption at this point. So everything I say has got to be calculated because I'm going to make moves upon what I say, and so to understand that is to say. Here, the problem I'm still seeing, no one black is claiming to be American citizen. No one wants to claim that. That's the only way you're going to get your power. Ain't none of people going to have any power until you claim a nation. Until you claim yourself as a citizen, as a nation, and fold under that. And I don't mean no servitude. I don't mean coexisting. I mean, you come in a nation, everybody got to get the fuck out and bow down. And if those principles can't be settled, then so be it.
Right.
You know, but that's it at this point. And I mean, the devil is the devil. You can't break him more wicked or than he ever will be. He's going to be just that. So
right.
These
you're
people
don't you going to be with just
right,
going to be with whatever.
Can I say something after this, brother?
Yeah, that's deep. That's it. Now, let me ask a question about that because, again, based on what we're seeing, that area, the Hutus, Somalia, I mean, now they're firing on Yemen. The Navy is there, you military. I mean, what's your eyes? I mean, what you think is going on? I mean, like, why? I mean, all of a sudden, the Biden administration could fire weapons without congressional oversight? Just gonna start firing on people? I mean, what's your take on that? What's your thoughts on that?
Well, like you said, mentioned earlier, this is not a real government no more. This is just in between time, and so nothing. So if someone, like I said, anybody could come telling me, especially black people, about some goddamn election, you know what? I'm gonna say you deserve to be a slave forever, and you just need to be cast into hell and go with it because at this point now, that's what Jesus had a problem with. People want to sit there and be comfortable at what they at, and the Heavenly Father don't care nothing about that.
Can I say something? Hold on, let me finish.
Because
what you're saying, Brother Caddy, I mean, the people seem comfortable whatever goes on, no matter how much knowledge is here. And I want people to understand this. Now, Malcolm X and Dr. King, well, they were Masons. I hope y'all know that. I mean, I hope y'all know that by now. I mean, it's got to be dumb if you don't know that by now. But, I mean, they're all Masons. The whole thing is Masons. The whole shrine is Muslims. They're all Masons. They ain't doing all this without being Masons. Now, here's the thing. I'm about to go deeper. Ethiopia is at a different level. Ethiopia is claiming that having the Holy Grail. I mean, they claim they got the whole goddamn shebang. So everybody looks at them kind of like, well, damn, how is one group of blacks able to claim having the Holy Grail, get legitimacy on all European channels, as if I went to Ancient Aliens, a real channel, and they didn't say anything bad about Ethiopia at all. They actually said the Dogons were the greatest tribe for the star system Sirius. I said, well, damn. Now, I already see why people are already giving homage to blacks, so I don't know why that we got this problem. Now, here is Africa. I'm going to go to Africa right now because he's dead, too. Everybody I'm playing is going to be dead. So.
Can I throw this at you real quick, family?
Yeah, go ahead. Throw it at us.
Stay on Ethiopia. I'm going to stay on Ethiopia. I like staying where you stay at now.
But when you ask questions, I'm going to just throw my point of view to what I thought I inherited in fact. So Ethiopia is the beginning of Christianity. Did you know that?
Yeah.
No, it's not. No.
Well, okay, let's go to the next one.
Let me clear the air. Can I clear the air with you?
Can I finish? Can I just say this one thing and I'll be done with it? Y'all be taking from there?
Hold on. I'm going to give both of y'all.
I just want to say this one thing, and I'll back off, I promise. Okay, thank you. And Christianity over here was the one start over here. I don't know over there, brother. But Christianity over here started corporate law. I'm done.
Okay. Now, brother Kathy, now when they say Ethiopia, I'm going to say why people say, wow, because, of course, you got, excuse me, Chancellor Williams, love him. He said the Ethiopians created the first cathedrals. They were the ones that were the Black Knights. Did they not make the cathedrals? I mean, let me know, because, I mean, the architecture was supposed to be first rate. So how's that?
Is my mic open?
Okay.
Try
bone. But you coming right after Brother Caddy, Brother Kwame, you next for sure. But go ahead. Go ahead, Brother Caddy. Go ahead. Answer that question.
The cathedrals, we already had all these things established, but none of those was built as Christianity. Christianity wasn't even existent.
What was existence?
Temples. Knesset means like synagogue.
Okay.
So there's no Christian temple. There's no Christian anything.
So the Ethiopians built those. So let's get this correct now. According to Chancellor Williams, said that the Ethiopians went into Europe, made these great temples. Let's go with temples since you say they ain't cathedral. Let's go with temples. So the Ethiopians are contributing in your mind to be the architectures of these so-called early stages, because our origin is the Ethiopian
church.
I mean, we got Ezekiel, we got the Book of the Dead. I mean, all these people come from Ethiopia, including some of the greatest ones out there. I mean, so Ethiopia is not mentioned in the Bible. It's one of the first places mentioned. So what is with Ethiopia where they're protected in certain ways? I mean, they over here, they don't act like they know Black people. I can say that for sure. That the Ethiopians, you could like their women, they fine as hell, and they will be scared to go out with you if you Black American. That's a fact. So how do you explain that?
I mean, I don't know about that condition. I mean, I never had that issue. It's just how you approach it. If someone's been doing a certain thing their whole entire life, you know what I'm saying, and then you come approaching them in a different way, then you got to realize you don't know how that person grow up. Just like I don't know.
That's right.
They don't know how you grew
up. But they in America.
So we don't know.
Hold on. Right. We don't know. They come from an ancient land and end up in America as merchants. As merchants, not living next door to you. They got businesses out through Atlanta. They got all kind of shit. For somebody who just got here, they live better than the indigenous people. Now, Brother Kwame, what's your thoughts on this? Because you put this show together, actually. I put that Malcolm in, and I said, yeah, that's a good show.
And I'd like to say greetings to the Elios family. And what we're looking at is words. You know, writing, arithmetic, and reading. Take the first letter of each one of those words, and you got war. Writing, arithmetic, reading. Mm-hmm. In the way that they use words, and you use the part that said gospel, they took out the D because the thing was, it was the God spell. And the way in which they interpret God and the spiritual belief system, Cush was the name that they used in the Bible, not Ethiopia. Cush was the land in which they took the prophet Muhammad into the land of Cush, because they've been Herod and Belial, because they were going to kill the prophet. What we're looking at right now is history just keeps repeating itself because we lack the knowledge of knowing that which has happened. You talk about Michael becoming Martin Luther. Martin Luther went and put 95 theses on the door of the Catholic Church to protest the religious belief and wanting the Bible rewritten from Latin to English to create the God spell. That's why I use that part, is to use the words to create the spell for them to use for the people to understand and be put into the spell. That's the rewriting of the King James Version, because the Cush people were Coptic. The first religion or the spiritual belief of worship was monotheism with Akhenaten and Nefertiti. Then the Coptic religion came about. These are the trails of our story that has been misinterpreted, and we're getting bits and pieces of it, and we're fighting with it because religion is late. Spirituality has always been the concept of indigenous people. So what we're seeing now, and especially with Claudine Gay, and you used that part about her, and the thing of it is that, and you played an excellent piece about what they're doing in Haiti. Because
right.
In 1804, 220 years ago, in 1804, on January the 1st, Haiti became the first independent country in the West from the European. Now you have the whole part of Claudine becoming, and she is of Haitian descent, to become the president of the university that created worldwide eugenics in 1914. So
who
you're
that
looking
gonna,
at
who
this
that
whole
be?
Thing with
who said it's gonna be?
Go ahead.
Who'd you say it was going to be? Because I didn't tell him that.
No, I'm saying she became the president of Harvard,
right.
Which was
okay.
The creators, because the president of Harvard in 1914 was Darwin's cousin. In
right.
Selective that Darwin wrote. So he got the university to perpetuate a worldwide eugenics.
Right.
This is why you just had the population, you say, and the insurance on population, because what did Kissinger do when he went to the population conference? He said that there needs to be a cleansing of a people of color. So they created an insurance policy that you could cash in if you get rid of the people and get paid. This is all the part of genocidal processes. And what we're looking at now, in this thing that we're calling 2024, the excellent piece you played by Gerald Ford, he said the 4 to 8 years, right? That's
yeah,
what he
I,
said.
Yeah.
In four
yeah.
to 8 years, you could do this because in the Masonic and using the secret society language, four, the year is 2024. 2024 is 8.
Yep.
If Biden dies, that prophecy becomes true in the 8 year.
Yeah.
And the four.
And he sure looked like he could possibly happen. I mean, the way this is going.
That's,
so, yeah.
That's what we're looking at. So
that's
what
we're
seeing is the prophecies and the spiritual guidance that they've taken from indigenous people, because all you seeing that's happening in Palestine is the same thing that happened here with the indigenous people. Because you look at something. All the indigenous people here did not speak the King's English. They were forced to take a language that was not their own. They created constitutions and copied decrees that were already in place in the nations that were here. And then they stole the land for the economical wealth, just as they stealing the land over there to build their smart city. The brother was correct. That's what they're getting ready to build. That's what they're getting ready to build in Hawaii. These smart cities where technology is going to run their life, and it's going to be George Jetson kind of lifestyle that they will be living. They're creating their world. But they don't need us in their world no more, because they don't need servants. They got robots to do it.
Can I build on what Kwame's saying? Everybody's right on what they're doing, but the best part about it, the good news is all of it's going to fail. It's supposed to. It was written that they would try and attempt, and it's all going to crash down. The part that I'm trying to stress is that where are we going to stand? I don't want to, whether Ethiopia is glorified or not, to pass, every single leader in position right now is working for the devil. All right? So I don't care about how great this land was then. I'm talking about at this present day, at this very second, at this very moment, everybody in any position, want to be in that position, is the devil.
But what,
and that's
you,
how
what
they
you're saying, but what you're saying is you're correct. But see, the devil is just the word. How do you live? Lived and live is evil backwards.
Right.
Devil is live backwards. And
right.
How the people, humans, are being shown how to live on this planet, because this planet is shifting. We're in part of the galaxy that we haven't been in 26,000 years. Saturn, Pluto is getting ready to go into Aquarius. We're already in the age of Aquarius. Do you know that the electromagnetic field of the planet went from 7.82 to 44 hertz? This is why it's drawing down these storms, and they're using the weaponry of the frequencies in order to do what they're doing, because this is why they're creating this technology for the interference of the cosmic consciousness that is being given to the planet. Everything on the planet is receiving energy from above.
Mm-hmm.
This is how we evolve.
Now,
and so what we're having now is a battle of spiritual. This
okay,
is why they're trying
to
use
artificial. Hold on. I'm glad you said spiritual, because that goes along with that scripture everybody's been saying for all these years. Spiritual municipality in high places and government. Now, they say government. I'm with the
high
two
places above.
Yeah, I went to two Bibles. One Bible is before the Geneva Bible, is before the King James. The Geneva Bible is before the King James, everybody. Look this up. The Geneva Bible. Go up Geneva Bible. And it does say governors. Now, if you look at your place of domicile, your governor is the most powerful thing, more than the president right now.
That's why they
so
call it
really,
lordship.
Right, yeah, you've been really trained wrong in politics and civil shit, because everybody worried about the federal government. The last thing you want is the federal government. The problem with the people is we've been brainwashed so bad that we could care less about local elections. Really, the people who show up at local elections are not the blacks. The blacks have only thought they gonna get made money from the federal government. They on federal mindset. And so I noticed that by elections, I'm looking at a lot of stuff that y'all saying, and I'm trying to figure out, okay, if this group is only caring about the federal government, then they wars of the state.
But what you seeing?
They don't care about this, because you said something to somebody, brother, either you or Brother Tariq, said about the double of America with Elizabeth Ellaby, and I said to myself, if a woman could go on there, a white woman, and said we dumbed down the black population, pretty much. I mean, what are we to do then? I mean, to say, if somebody said we dumbed y'all down.
Now, can I add something to that? Because
yeah.
On here I kept hearing they're talking about women's rights, women's
mm-hmm.
birthrights, right?
Right.
Women,
that's what they say.
About a girl, when she comes into age, when she has her first menstrual cycle, that's her birthright. They
right.
can't stop that. They cannot stop a woman from bleeding.
Right, but I'm saying they don't care about that. They let the if a woman let a man play sports with them, and don't have a problem with them getting the scholarship money. I mean, I know what you say. I'm on your side, but really, in reality, the mass of the people are so dumb they went along with letting a man sell his own birthright.
Can I address this with my brother Kwame? So Kwame, when I speak on this women thing, I'm showing you whereas in from the 1865 all the way up to dealing with just people of color, how we had nothing, how the Jim Crow laws of the, and that was the Reconstruction and creating all these corpses even more. But I'm saying the Freedmen's Bureau never came to what we should have been given, because Johnson vetoed. Even after we came into their garrison, came into the forts from the reservation.
Right.
But
good question. Before
so conclusions.
Why not the Freedmen's Bureau was ever looked upon as they had got all the interviews with blacks, both men and women. They had called the Freedmen's Bureau. They interviewed tons. They got so many. I mean, almost make you cry.
Hey. I heard they had beads in there too, brother.
You got you
no.
Guys,
but I'm saying,
you
but why is that not looked upon? Why is that not looked upon today in your eyes? All y'all
because
looking,
what you, I look at it all the time.
No, not
go
you.
Ahead.
For,
but
go
what
ahead,
you
got to
look
you.
At before that. See, the thing of it is, the whole formation, what Franklin went and copied, was the two longhouses of the Six Nations. In that
what's
when you
nation?
Made a decision, the chief what's and one? The warriors went into a council in the longhouse. They counseled, and then they went, and the chief would go and present to the grandmothers and the clan mothers what their decision was. The two houses ran the nation.
Okay, but
the
what did they come
thing.
Up
okay,
with?
Let me,
one,
can
one,
I say
hold,
this?
Hold on. Okay.
Go ahead.
I got you. I want to know, because what you're saying, I'm not going to disagree with the longhouse.
Let me ask
I
you.
Said,
so
what, what did they, hold on, what did they come up with then? If they came up with not what decisions did these longhouses come up with? Because it seemed like from my area, the Iroquois tribes, the Genesee, the Chautauqua, all them Native Americans that are in this area, how are they able to lose all this land by letting women have sex with these foreigners? If they had sex with the foreigners. How's that work to you, Brother Carmen?
Can I answer that before you answer?
You can add once he answers. But I said you.
Okay, go ahead. But, I was going to add to that so you can answer the question. I don't want to interrupt him.
What you going to add?
Okay, so what I'm adding also, and don't forget, Kwame, these are Indian wars that we're having before this person become the commander in chief. Go ahead.
Oh. Good question.
And this is what I'm saying. Is
no, I'm adding.
Copy.
I'm adding to it.
Yeah. No, that's a good question. Good answer.
And that is a good point because what he's added, but what was taken out, what was subtracted, or what you're adding is that the women made the final decision. They did not do that. They made two councils of men called the Senate and the Congress. They eliminated women. Because this is what their whole gesture was in patriarchal. This is why the church was doing what it did and burning the women at stake and killing the women in other countries before they even came here. See,
okay,
it's about them. It was
I'm
going to
go with
called.
That. Okay, let's go with that. Hold on, because I did read on the witches. I did a witch hold thing. Now, the witches.
Can I speak on that next?
Yes, you can. These witches now. I just want everybody to realize that, okay, we had the Salem witch hunt here, which Bewitch and all them came up with and all these shows. They admitted that they killed these women. Now, does that mean they killed off the feminine principle? Is that some symbolic shit?
Yeah, because what they did was the witch, when you say witch, there was another word that went behind it, witch
okay.
Doctor.
Witch doctor.
Doctor. Now you look at who are the doctors, the males. Who was Marion Sims to go up inside of a slave woman's body in her and reproductive organs and see how to work on white women? This was abomination in them looking at trying to see how they have their power.
Right. Okay. Now, go ahead, Caddy, go ahead, make a statement, and I'm going to add on to that. Go ahead.
As far as witches, I just want to go back just a little bit further. Just imagine they told us that these white people who were former criminals, let out of jail, put on some ships, got off, and met some people who was wearing diapers and had a stick in their hand with a little metal tip on it and had the grand architecture of a tent or a teepee that me and my little brothers used to build. I'm going to know what part that we not catching. We got to make the first part make
okay,
sense
now,
before we go into anything else.
No. That's because you do. Now, we already know that they already gave statements that they are saying. One thing about me, I go look up the actual navigational records of the ships that said what they found. They got books of Cortez, Diallo, all them made journals. And they all said
okay.
They all thought they was in Africa in some of their writings. Now I looked this up. I said, well, that's weird. Now let's go there. Now, if a white woman now, who, by all pretext, is able to go to a black church named Abyssinia. Now, that kind of makes sense to me. How, I mean, they're not even calling Ethiopia. They give it the actual name, Abyssinia. That means black folks knew that, hold on, that means black folks know that the Ethiopia ain't even his real name. They know this already. They got churches in New York named after ancient shit. So here's where I got a problem. How could a woman, a white woman, get black woman who, if this is not ancient now, this got to be ancient, that they know that they pussies is worth land. So if a woman could go to a black church named Abyssinia Baptist Church, which would be like, wow, at that time.
But
they get,
hold on,
because ain't no watching, because this woman has done it, and our people still follow it. You ain't been able to stop it. Ain't that nigga on this line been able to stop what this woman was able to do. So what you're saying is a hypothetical. This is facts right here. This is facts.
Can I draw something on that?
Ain't no
What is wrong with Margaret Sanger?
She said that the most merciful thing that a family could do to one of its young is to kill it.
Well, I'm sure that was taken out of context.
In this video, I'm going to show you who Margaret Sanger really was and why she founded Planned Parenthood. These 21 quotes by Margaret Sanger reveal the wicked roots of the abortion movement and expose the twisted mindset behind the present-day culture of death. In her own words, Sanger peddles racism, eugenics, contraception, and abortion, while demonstrating a visceral hatred for children, parenthood, marriage, and the Catholic Church. Every quote I'm about to give you has been verified and is well documented.
But from my view, I believe that there should be no more babies. The most merciful thing that the large family does to one of its infant members is to kill it. We don't want the word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population. I accepted an invitation to talk to the women's branch of the Ku Klux Klan. I was escorted to the platform, was introduced, and began to speak. In the end, through simple illustrations, I believed I had accomplished my purpose. A dozen invitations to speak to similar groups were proffered.
Do you believe there is such a thing as sin?
Well, I think the greatest sin in the world is bringing children into the world that have disease from their parents, that have no chance in the world to be a human being, practically. Delinquents, prisoners, all sorts of things just mocked when they're born. That, to me, is the greatest sin that people can commit.
The most serious evil of our times is that of encouraging the bringing into the world of large families. The most immoral practice of the day is breeding too many children. Eugenics without birth control seems to us a house builded upon the sands. It is at the mercy of the rising stream of the unfit. As an advocate of birth control, I wish to take advantage of the present opportunity to point out that the unbalance between the birth rate of the unfit and the fit, admittedly the greatest present menace to civilization, can never be rectified by the inauguration of a cradle competition between these two classes. The most urgent problem today is how to limit and discourage the overfertility of the mentally and physically defective.
Now, this woman went to Abyssinia, who could think about
that?
Clayton Adams Powell. Now, Kwame, how are you going to explain to me that she went to Clayton Adams Powell?
Can I talk to that?
Let me hear you explain this. This is going to be harder for you. I know it is.
Okay, and explain it.
Let me hear this.
Margaret Sanger, if she was doing what she's talking about now at the time when they had plantations and slaves on the plantation, she'd have been killed.
She does.
Because every time a slave,
what's that got to do that she successfully got
because
black?
The thing that's what you
the black woman is now going to debate they have the right over reproductive of their body. This woman,
but what
you're
saying is what they're saying is that reproduction of the people of color, Once upon a time, a baby was born. They had breeding farms in Ohio. When a baby was born,
I asked you a question, and you're not answering. I said, if you can't answer this, say I can't answer. I said, how did she go to Abyssinia, the ancient native of Ethiopia, in New York, and get the blacks to go along with this? Tell me how that happened. And then I might.
It's called propaganda.
The propaganda was
you're
so
close.
Deep.
Can I tell you? She's the new progressives of the Democrats.
Okay, new progressives.
No. You had to be propped up.
Hold on. Right? What you going to say?
That's what it was.
What you going to say, Caddy?
We had to be propped up as kids. Maybe our mothers were steering us in certain mindsets to think a certain way.
Now, you wasn't even born. Most of y'all wasn't even born when Margaret Springer came out. So that's another thing. You're not even born.
I'm using timeline.
I'm just using the timeline. You wasn't born, Kwame. I wasn't born. None of you on this line was born. This woman went to Clayton Allen Powell, a prominent lawyer, and became Supreme Court Justice, and what got her to be invited.
Adam Clayton Powell wasn't no Supreme Court Justice.
What was he?
He was a senator. He was in Congress. Okay. That's what Adam Clayton Powell.
So he's a senator. Let's go even that. I'm wrong. He's a senator. So what that explain? So what? What that mean? Because you got it wrong. I got it wrong. What that going to change? Tell me what that going to change, Brother Kwame, that he was able to achieve this agenda because you got
Stay
it right.
Course. Stay the course.
Okay, stay the course. Don't play with me. You play with me. I can't play with y'all. You won't either tell me the facts or go to a dumb show. I said this man was a senator, even maybe higher. And you're going to try to make it sound like I'm making a mistake. Okay, I made a mistake. And now you said he was a senator. Explain to me, Brother Kwame, how that makes a difference that he was able to pull this
because
off.
Because if he was a Supreme Court Justice, Kwame,
how the female have the opportunity to go into that church and persuade those people.
I want y'all to realize, if you're listening, you will see that I'm not trying to get you. I want you to say, because you want to make it sound like you right. You ain't right. That was a goddamn senator. He got a woman to come to the biggest church in New York State. Have you been to New York? It's the biggest church still to this day. And you going to tell me he was able to let her tell black women to kill their children? Explain that to me in 2 minutes. Let me hear your
story. She is the new progressive.
Brother Kwame, because he going to act like he going to say he know. Let me hear. Explain that to me, man. Explain it to the people out there listening. How a man could be this high level. He ain't Supreme Court Justice, but he's a senator, and he gonna let her go to his biggest church in Masonic, New York.
Adam Clayton Powell was a representative of the people of New York.
Right.
In turn, a politician had to bring forth a white woman into their community in order to get them to see about his vote. The same thing that Biden
this black man was able to be a traitor like Jesse Jackson. Let's go further. I agree with you. Okay, now, I know you do. I just want to make sure everybody realizes that when we go off, I'm making sure we get to clarity. The clarity is that no one could explain at all. Not even none of them. Doctor, you name, get all of the so-called blacks in New York that's so great in knowledge. They don't do no program on this, I noticed. Not one. No one could explain how a nigga could have a church full of niggas with an ancient name called Abyssinia and have a white Anglo-Saxon bitch come in there and tell you to kill your children. And you ain't going to be able to explain that. You can't, because you don't want to admit we've been bamboozled.
Can I speak out with you, brother? Can I speak out now?
I got the lines open.
I got
the lines are open.
Somebody
come on here and explain that to me. How somebody can go to a black church in Abyssinia?
I'm going to say it. So she goes into this.
You already said the same thing already.
Trying to trying to win the passion of the women.
Because
right
that.
Now, at
we
this time,
that.
Let me say,
okay,
let me,
so
I'm going,
who,
no. And
who
at this time, I'm not about to say this. Let me say it.
Women.
And at
women.
This time, the women don't have a voice, but they're about to get a
they
voice.
Don't have a voice.
Why? The 19th Amendment is getting ready to come to their favor.
On,
and then they were saying, let me finish, let me finish, let me finish.
I like to have a shot at it, Dry Bones. I like to have a shot at it.
Can I finish? I'm going to finish. I promise you, it's over. Dry Bones is over, I promise. So the women, I'm going to tell you, Dry Bones. So the women who didn't have a voice, and they were put in insane asylums, and then their children were taken by men. That's why they jumped on board with this dumb shit.
Okay, so you say slavery. Hold on, this is New York State now. New York State. Now we talking about the South. This ain't even.
Women
the
didn't
South,
have
it.
No, we're talking about the North.
Right.
The women didn't still have no voice.
I'm with you. So the North women, who we've been lied to now. Now we find out that the slave trade is worse in the North than it is in the South, according to what you're
saying. Absolutely,
brother. Okay.
Because the man had a voice.
Okay, so let's go with that. Because this is where the problem going to always be. Women, y'all listening, I got y'all lines open. Now, this is the same program that they used on y'all today. It's called Productive Rights. Y'all voted Biden in based on Productive Rights, according to the election. Y'all wanted to have the right over your body. That's what the whole thing, Kamala Harris, came in there saying, y'all got to have the right to the body because the Republicans want to take over birth control and make y'all and have abortion, not have abortion, whatever the hell y'all want to take. Now, this woman goes and says, let's not let them know
that's right.
that we want to kill off the black population. Now, this is documented.
You going?
This is documented.
Okay.
Now how y'all going to explain to me how y'all believe this today? It's somebody.
And so can
how
I do conclusion?
Come on, come on.
It was a whole psyop to begin with.
You know, can I
it
do conclusion?
It was a whole psyop to begin with.
I have
yes,
a lot of
questions.
Hold on. Let's get to two women. I got the brother start. Two women.
With
you
all
first,
it was a whole
psyop
to begin with.
Stay the course, please. Stay the course.
Women going in, having abortions freely, it had to be some type of mind thing or from all getting raped. Anything for them to go
there you go, Ma.
Disgracing them, disgracing them, and telling them that I don't want you to have my baby. I mean, all of that is a psychological trauma effect on a woman. Period.
So hold on. So sister, all y'all out there, because men can't talk about this really.
I'm next. I would like to have my point too.
You next. Yes,
I just
want to
finish what I was saying. Okay. If they still have an abortion today, they got Plan B now. It's voluntarily now. It's a voluntary thing where now women feel that they shouldn't have to have children if they don't feel like it.
Okay, you
next. So that's how it becomes into that era now.
Okay.
Well, I don't want to. I need to make this money. I need to get this money. So
that
I can have
for them
time baggage. To take care of
ATL, you next. ATL, you next. I want to hear this.
Okay.
This should got to be analyzed.
I'm
going to
say something that I may offend some of the sisters out there, but I'm going to say like this right here. As I was doing some researching on the men and the women thinking, mind thinking, our brothers have more common intuition sense, and as women, we have more financial get ahead independent sense. So when that brother came into the church, when that white lady came into the church and talked to all these black women, the black sister, no, the sister.
I'm talking about
the black sisters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Went to a whole
so basically, what they know how to do with us women is to convert and brainwash us into believing something evil like this can be good because, like the sister said earlier, financial gains, you can't take care of the kids. It's okay. The kid's not here. They make it seem like it is something, if you want to get ahead of life, the man ain't going to be there for you. He ain't going to take care of you. So it is okay. More men don't like it because of the fact that even though they don't carry the child, but they do get connected to the kid because it's a common sense thing. Whereas women, most of them, when they go to school, they get educated, and we get educated, brainwashed, where the brothers who don't go to school, they still have nature, common sense approach on shit. So that's why it's easy to trick women into believing it's okay to let the men come in your sports. It's okay to hang out with the women and make these men to convert over to women because they're not using fucking common sense. But when the brother look at that shit, they like, they ain't nature. Uh-uh. I ain't connecting to that. That's why the men rule. The men
okay,
rule.
The men rule. She didn't make one speech at a church. She made a bunch of speeches at churches. And she did it for over 2 years. And the black, so-called boule elite blacks, what was the ones who were there. Now, I want y'all to hear something. And before we go, because Mel, I told you this is based on Malcolm X, the X Factor. All y'all do not like to admit that you have sold your own self. Until you come to grips with that, there ain't no white man did this shit. You did this shit.
With regret, with great regret, there's no organization in this country that could do more for the struggling black man than the black Muslim movement if it wanted to. But it has gotten into the possession of a man who's got become senile in his old age and perhaps doesn't realize it. And then he has surrounded himself by his children who are now in power and want nothing but luxury and security and comfort and will do anything to safeguard their own interests. So I feel responsible for having played a major role in developing a criminal organization. It was not a criminal organization at the outstart. It was an organization that had the power, the spiritual power, to reform the criminal. And this is what you have to understand. As long as that strong spiritual power was in the movement, it gave the moral strength to the believer that would enable him to rise above all his negative tendencies. I know, because I went into the movement with more negative tendencies for the betterment of the community by any means necessary. And since tonight we had to get into this old nasty negative subject, we didn't want to bring up our program. We're going to have... But as the African nation, we became proud of it. And when they became proud of it, we began to have something effect with it. But
you mentioned conspiracy between the black Muslims and the right wing in this country. Could you elaborate on that?
I mentioned the conspiracy between the Muslims and the right wing in this country. I know for a fact that there is a conspiracy between the Muslims and the Lincoln Rockwell Nazi and also the Ku Klux Klan. There is a conspiracy.
Describe this conspiracy.
Well, the Ku Klux Klan made a deal, or were trying to make a deal with Elijah Muhammad in 1960 in the home of Jeremiah X, the minister in Atlanta at that time, who had present as the minister in Philadelphia. They were trying to make a deal with him to make available to Elijah Muhammad a county, a size tract of land in Georgia or South Carolina, where Elijah Muhammad could then induce Negroes to migrate and make it appear that his program of a segregated state or separated state was feasible. And to what extent these negotiations finally developed, I do not know, because I was not involved in them beyond the period of December 1960. But I do know that after that, Jeremiah, who was the minister throughout the South, could roam the entire South and the Klan not bother him in any way, shape, or form, nor would they bother any of the black Muslims from then on, nor would the black Muslims bother the Klan.
Are you inferring, then, that because of this conspiracy, the attempt was made upon your life?
The attempt could have been made upon my life. Ask that again.
Are you inferring that because of this conspiracy, the attempt was made on your life?
Not necessarily that conspiracy. The attempt was made upon my life because I speak my mind and I know too much, and they know that I will speak it whether they like it or not. Pardon me?
Are you urging your followers to take any action against
Muslims? Am I urging my followers to take action against the Muslims? No.
When you say you rely on Allah for protection,
taken over some of their supporters?
Am I going to try and infiltrate their organization and win over some of their supporters? No, I have never tried to win supporters from Elijah Muhammad. Since I have left the Black Muslim movement, I've spoken at these rallies. Those who come, come. Those who don't, don't. But I've never gone out of my way to win over any of his followers. And he himself is fearful because he knows that you don't have to exercise too much energy to win his followers. As soon as they know truth and compare the two, and by the way, this is the brother. This is, I didn't even see you there, brother. This is Leon Amir, who was Cassius Clay's secretary, whom they beat unmercifully up in Boston. And the court freed the men who beat him. They fined him $100, was it? Fined him $100. And he was on the inside of the Black Muslim specialty squad. And I know it. And it was he who heard Elijah Muhammad Jr. come to New York when Elijah Muhammad was at the Armory in June of last year. Jr. stood up and told the fruit, many of whom are here now also, that I should have been killed, that my tongue should have been put in an envelope and sent back to Chicago by now. And because Joseph...
This is the man that y'all going to be faking on next month, like y'all loved him.
Drive on.
He told you himself that
drive on.
They going to kill me. And y'all okay. So right there tells me that our history is a fraudulent event. Go ahead.
Okay, National Geographic, and I asked the family, go online, look up Genesis, the first book of the Bible, Genesis, National Geographic. They have just made a movie of Malcolm meeting King. The picture where you see Malcolm,
you didn't want
King,
to
shaking
me the
hands.
I did the show with you. You sent me the show. I told people earlier, I got the show from you to do today. You heard Malcolm. That ain't going to show nothing we just talked to. I guarantee that don't show nothing that we just said tonight. None of that would be said tonight on that show. Ain't nothing.
Steve, no, it won't be. But I'm just saying, I'm just saying that National Geographic, of all people, in the movie, in the documentaries and the things that here they have now, is telling our story. When how is it that we haven't had a Black film producer to create except Spike Lee, and half of the movie was about Spike Lee and himself on Malcolm.
You ain't going to get nothing like this. If you want to listen to Hollywood, that's on you. What you heard tonight, you ain't going to hear on nothing, not even our own Black shows. So what you heard today, go do the archives, go listen to all these other fake-ass shows, and see if you heard what you heard today. I gave you who killed him. You can't dispute that. You can't. I gave you eugenics. What kind of Black group would allow, what kind of Masonic Black group, what kind of group period would allow a eugenics to tell Black folks to have abortions? And to this day, you still follow it. Not you on this line, of course. But your family members follow it. You know that. You ain't the right list. Your whole probably, you ain't trained your kids to not listen to this shit. Your kids, family, uncles, aunts all believe in eugenics. Plain and simple. Because if they didn't, who will vote on reproductive situations? Now, all you out there listening, I told you, it's hard to come on to Helios without facts. You can come on here, but facts is very important. And we just don't run our mouths. We give you the facts, and you can't dispute them, because you would, let's bet some money. I'd do Cash App with any of you on this line, that you are absolutely wrong if you tell me that Dr. Martin Luther King did not know his name was Martin. You know, he thought his name was Martin, really? His name was Michael. Okay? Just like Michelle. Her name was Michael. Didn't LeBron call her Michael? This is how you know you ain't into the cult world like you think. 1, 2, 3. How can somebody... Go ahead, somebody. I'm just listening.
I want to give this to you, tagging on with the Margaret Singer. And as she was an agent, those areas that she went to that the people didn't accept, those were where they sent the heavy, heavy hitters in government to find out what they do. Now you AKA sundown laws, chase them out, burn them down the cities,
Right. That's what was going on. So whoever didn't go, so the word got out there, here that chick's coming. Well, how are y'all going to do?
Let's see.
So that's
dry ball.
Now, hold on. I'm glad you said that because, so, see, she didn't just go to the towns. See, that's why I say love y'all. She didn't just go
to
the towns.
I'll be bringing
them,
man. Hey, dry ball, I like talking to, I used to talk to my big mama all the time, bro.
Yeah, whoever did, right, thank goodness you had a big mama that you can talk to. Whoever didn't, like realize that, okay, if they didn't listen to her, she already knew who the agent was, and the person who was actually inviting her was the real agent. The real agent is the one who said, yeah, you can go to my church. That's the agent. The agent now did his job. Now, they're looking for people who are rebellious in the meeting, saying, what you talking about? I ain't going along with that. Now, those people are targeted. This is what y'all watch. I'm glad you brought this, because they don't talk about this part of the civil rights movement, where the people who were actually against it was getting beat up, was getting attacked, who was against the bullshit, and the blacks who were scared.
Drove out of their homesteads.
Yeah, drove them out and got them out of there. That's, go ahead, Brother Corbin. What you going to say? Go ahead.
Yeah, and what he's saying about when Malcolm was saying about the part of him having a meeting with the Klan in Georgia.
Right.
Elijah Poole was born in 30 miles from where I live at in Edenton, 30 miles to Sandersville. That's where he was born.
Right.
They have 300 acres of land that they used to farm that now is just sitting there that belongs to the nation.
You said used
and
to.
These are the things in which they did, you know, in their secrecy and making their deals, to where that person was able to travel through Georgia, sundown towns, they still could travel through Georgia and do the things that they did as far as what the Honorable Elijah
Now, why
Muhammad
Spike Lee
was.
Ain't tell us? Now, why Spike Lee? See, that's why I say we listen to Spike Lee. I'm not listening to Spike Lee. Fuck, I'm listening to Spike Lee for. Spike Lee would never tell what I just gave y'all. He didn't say that they could travel to the South. He made it sound like they was getting beat up in the North. More so Atlanta.
And what did King say in Chicago when he was marching in Marquette Park and on
the
west side for housing? He said he said the South is racist, but I've never seen much racism I've seen as here in Chicago.
That's right. Now that makes me wonder. Now I said to myself again before the show go off, I just have to let y'all know this program was designed to make you think about what we've been learning all these years. is a farce. There's no way that you could tell me that you believe in Jesse Jackson because he gave a Watch That concert in L.A. after they burnt down the damn place. I mean, who signed? No one ever even answered it. I'm actually, I got the lines open. Can anybody answer why would a civil rights bill be signed and then have a riot days later? Was the blacks in California that wasn't happy?
And Jesse Jackson copied because Rainbow Coalition came from Fred Hampton when he was unifying the Hispanic, the blacks, and the southern whites. I mean, the southerners, poor whites in Chicago, trying to create what was called the Rainbow Coalition. Fred Hampton started that along with the free breakfast, free medical community program there in Chicago.
That's why I say, here's somebody doing good. That's why I played Fred Hampton. I played him because I'm here's somebody telling you, I don't want my people killed. I don't want them going against the police who already strategized to kill us once we do this plan. He said no. Yet they killed him.
Exactly.
So my thing is this.
Exactly. And that's why they killed Martin Luther King, too, because you heard what Martin Luther King said. Every time something happened, these Democrats get all black people to go in our neighborhood, burn them down, still in loot from our community, and then what the fuck happened? Absolutely nothing. So what Martin Luther King says, let's do nonviolence. That's where his nonviolence came in, y'all. Because when you operate out of violence, your five senses work better. You can strategize. You can plan.
Hold on.
I just want to throw one thing out there.
Somebody thought about
the Republicans can have power in Congress, so if they wanted to change things and make things better, it would have been done. So the fact that nothing ever gets done should tell you that both sides ain't working in your favor.
You're absolutely right about that, right, brother?
Okay.
But let me just say this right here. Now, when you look at the big picture, you say, now look at the Democrats. 100% of them support these evil things like the stuff that universal income, eating the baby. babies. They don't care about abortions. They don't care. They bring in, as brother earlier said, they bring in all these people in the Buffalo neighborhood, taking our jobs, taking our houses, taking our money, and guess what can make a difference? When you look on the red side, the Republican side, you got at least 35% that actually give a fuck about the United States of America.
Now, hold on.
So when you look at the big picture and you say to yourself.
Let's add some credence to that because you're making some sense. I want to make sure we add. I'm not saying that she's making up, oh, go vote for. I'll just ask you a question. Let's just ask a historical question. Black folks was freed. And for some reason, they had to know both parties. They weren't stupid. They picked the Republican Party. Now, I looked at the Republican Party from the beginning. It had all kind of names, all different type of shit. But for some reason, black folks was the most prosperous group up until the end of the Jim Crow Reconstruction start. They were the richest. I mean, you can't even produce what they produce today. Some of the greatest patents were done under that era. So I don't know if you really know your history good. Because if you did, the Republican Party was the party that a group of blacks who are supposed to be stupid say, you know what? I don't want to be Democrat. I'm going to be Republican. Now, why can't you study that? Because you're scared. Because if you was really loving our people, you would say, wait a minute, why would they join that first? Of all the things to join, why they didn't say, let's be independent? They joined the Republican Party. And the party was their color. The whole thing was the Republican Party looked like niggas, and they had the Democratic Party. Now, what kind of black folks are you?
Drive on, we give you some old school. Drive on, we give you some old school. Yeah. All them old women, when they go to church, what's their favorite color? You know what it is?
What's
red.
The color? Oh.
Red.
Check that out. Red house.
They got
red
celebrations
hat.
Of red in the church, man. Come on,
red.
Man.
Yeah.
That's
the
Republic.
Got,
do you remember?
I'm just showing you church.
Now,
and then drive on, that's the end. Let me get this last one so I get out the way. And this last one, I promise I'll get out the way. So continuation, as this lady get done, because it's all a ploy to find out what the census is on the number. Everybody didn't fall for it. Don't forget, the bankruptcy come in 33. Well, it's a new item that they're going to tell the women, you don't have to put your name in the Bible no more. You'll keep that genealogy.
Oh,
so security.
That's right.
And now
well,
there go our
law.
Hiccup.
Common law.
Because
okay,
because the Social Security
the Bible,
is really
hold
for
on.
The women.
Hold on,
I'm at the end. I promise, I'm at the end. Because the Social Security is for the women to protect the women from the men stealing with her 19th Amendment. To put the child in labor law. Now the child go to education. The whole farce is going. They overthrow the shit. Now who do that? That ain't Democrats.
That's
the progressives.
That's
who come under the name of Democrat.
Okay, I just want to say this.
The
original Constitution says that we are a republic. So the people you see are not Republicans. They are the Republic.
Okay, well, I mean,
listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying.
I mean,
hear what I'm saying.
No,
you
got to
understand what I'm saying.
Of the people.
Because just like you're saying, they say in the Bible, it's Israel. It's Israel. Then these people are calling themselves Israelis. It's not the same thing. It's a subversion.
Not the same thing.
Okay.
I agree with that.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, why don't we just get rid of the name and the party?
Hold on.
So, Gabos, the picture you've seen of an all-black Congress, right? The picture you've seen of an all-black Congress was the last time we were in power.
Okay,
that's what that means.
Anything
before that,
I can't dispute that. All I'm saying is, if I look up the history like you said to do, I did what y'all say to do. I do a lot of things y'all say read up. I just don't know how far y'all go with what y'all reading, really. But I say, well, damn, if the people actually picks on this group called the Republic, and they become the richest group at the – what group in the world who came out of slavery richer than us? None. You can't find nobody that come out of slavery and end up being the number one group. And okay, we're the number one Assyrians. We're the number one artisans. We're the number one who else is the blacksmith?
And don't forget, Dibon, we were the speaker.
I'm talking about
speaker of the house.
Those were all our things before. Dibon was saying this was always us.
But
we were called Republicans. The government people in our days in America. Our days we called our government Republic. That's what we called it. The United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands.
We still do.
It wasn't no political party. They wasn't challenging nobody. This was
I'm
all
not
black
what,
men and women in the government.
What you said. I'm not against what you said. I said that if I'm going to go any further with understanding our policy, then I said that group there that you just said, y'all just named the group. I mean, I didn't have to do nothing. I just named everything and said that, made it a fact that what we just said today. I said, well, if this is the group that out of nowhere becomes this party and becomes the richest white people. Now, I want y'all to know something. I don't know where y'all get y'all history from. I really don't. But do you do not know that black folks was in so much power? They were the judges. They were Supreme Court judges. White folks were scared of them. I don't know where y'all getting this crazy history y'all been getting, but I think it's fair history. They only teach you the fair and the those who bow down. That's the history you got. But the history I got showed that these motherfuckers wasn't playing with them. They had them so scared in Connecticut. They had them so scared in the Carolinas. And yet y'all acting like we were just bowing down all day long. No, you somehow
started taking their charity.
Thank you. That's why I told you it was always on point. I didn't even want to tell you, but when you just do the research, they be like, damn, he on point. You ain't got to even go. When you take this charity, you give them all your rights. You are no longer in power. You are just a charity case. Now, if this is the case, the blacks, now here's where you're going to get sticky at. See, I'm going to show y'all ain't looking up history good. I looked up some of the oldest records after y'all gave them to me, and I said, let me go see what happened. Did you know that we had 6.8 million plus acres of land, the most land held by any group in America? How is that, everybody? Somebody just give me a, how is that? How is that we got the most acres of land after slavery? How is that? If we were so slaves. If we were slaves, let's get this correct now. Make sure you understand what I'm talking about, so I want you to have no excuses. If we were slaves, the way y'all claiming, how do slaves get free and have 6.8 million acres, the number one landholders in America? When they did the parade during, after Civil War, blacks were the number one group holding the sign up of how much land they own. I got the pictures. You want me to send them to y'all? If they got pictures showing them they were the number one landholders in America. They marching all down Oklahoma, Nebraska, Mississippi. And y'all going to tell me now you don't know how we lost it, huh? Somebody, just give me an idea how we lost it. How we lost it.
Same way that we as indigenous people lost this land called America by trickery. Okay.
So trickery, not only did we lose it once, we lost it twice. So the first one, I was like, well, damn, maybe the first one makes sense. But the second one, after slavery, we still the number one landholders. Can you explain to me how we the number one land? Everybody, somebody got to be able to answer that besides Brother. Somebody help Brother Kwame. How are you the number one landowners after slavery, everybody? Somebody tell me that one. Come on.
Well, the first time we lost land was smallpox.
You're already here. Thank you.
Right, but what I'm saying is the first one was just like we just went through COVID. The first one was with smallpox. They came in, and when they left the blankets here, the whole eastern side of America, half of them was all gone when they came back on the boat.
So the first one,
because they had died out of smallpox.
Okay, so the first. I'll go along with the first land rush, even though they didn't go on to the Appalachians. They didn't get that far. They can only go so far with that shit. That smallpox. That was only the early part of the East Coast. But the
cold weather area.
Yeah, and get to the Middle Coast, Poverty Point, all the mounds, all this stuff in the Appalachians. And then blacks are free in 65, 68. And they become, after they get free, they have parades now. It's all over. The Smithsonian Institute. You go to Smithsonian Institute, everybody, look up old shit. Black folks had 6 million acres of land. How do a slave have 6 million acres of land, everybody? Come on, answer that with some logic. Come, city, because all this other. How
but
has that ever happened?
The,
Is that ever happened?
Everything west of the Mississippi, when they allowed the immigrants to come in and to stake claim on any land that they went across west of the Mississippi,
They didn't lose this land for a long time. They had this land for years. It's like it was like think about it, 6 million acres. They didn't like all of a sudden just give it up because they were enslaved. They had this after slavery. Go look this up, everybody. They did a registry. Black farmers had 6 million acres. Now you cannot explain to me in history how this happened, then we got to have a problem with our history. If we cannot logically explain this across the board easily, and everybody got this, that means it ain't explained. That means that somebody lying, that it's a lie somewhere, because this is a fact. This is a fact. And including Aretha Franklin had to tell it, and her, because they couldn't believe it. It's unheard of for a group to lose 6 million acres of land. You can't be that dumb. I mean, what they tell you? Oh, guess what? You know, you're going to take your land because, you already legally smart to have the largest plantations in America. Do you know how many black people had the largest plantations in America, everybody? Really? I mean, I know you don't know this because obviously this is a part of history that's not told. It's no way that South Carolina can have the richest blacks in America. The richest blacks is in South Carolina and in Virginia. How is that, everybody? How? And white people supposed to be scared of us? Or we supposed to be scared of them? But they scared of these blacks. What kind of blacks are these? Well, I found out why. I go look it up. Y'all talk about that sundown law shit. When the sundown law didn't allow to the African Moroccans of the family of the Medovicis. Or of the, I mean, how many more names I got to give y'all? The Saracens. I mean, these blacks came over here on color and was able to maintain a bloodline. I told you the bloodline, I said it earlier, they made a blood agreement. And because that seems to be overlooked in our history, that's why. And in order to have a blood agreement, you must have sex to create a new blood agreement. It's not, I mean, this is not hard to see. Even the ancient indigenous people had sex cults. The Native Americans had sex. That's why they call squaws. I mean, this is not new. And all of a sudden, and in today's modern world, we can't understand how we lost 6 million acres. When you can't understand how you lost 6 million acres of land, you need to revamp your history concept. It's fraudulent. If you can't explain to anybody logically how 6 million acres of land was taken. It wasn't no damn, they tricked us. How they going to trick you? How long did it take to trick you out of $6 million? Let's look at that.